Expressed on PFW in progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in progress.
So after we take the mug shots, we bring them on down here where they wait to be interviewed by the arresting officer. Trust me, kids, you do not want to be sitting on these benches. We call this place Loserville.
EFW in progress with Red Kirsch.
He's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean,
is he all there? Like, mentally?
I think so. He's just an odd guy. Kind of weird.
I mean, should we be worried?
No. No.
Paul Perillo.
Don't forget your Rogaine.
Rogaine. Check.
And don't forget to use it. I can totally tell when you forget your hair just looks thinner.
Using of the Rogaine.
Yeah. And Andy. And Andy?
You have to park so close? Yeah, what's wrong? You shouldn't be here.
Andy Hart.
Why is that? I'm not supposed to be within 200 feet of a school.
What?
Or a Chuck E. Cheese.
Eric Scalavino.
You guys might not know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack.
For now, anyway.
And 6 months ago, I thought, wait a second, could it be? And now I know for sure, I just added to my wolf pack. Four of us wolves running around the desert together, looking for strippers.
PFW in progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Hey guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
What? Do what?
Let the dogs out. You know, like,
who left the dogs out?
Yes, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
All right, welcome to PFW in progress. Excuse me. Gotta clear my throat there. It is Wednesday media day here at Gillette Stadium, so the place is packed. No, not because Belichick's having a press conference or Brady. It's because it's free pizza day. I'm convinced of that. I've always been convinced of that, and I'll never stop.
I have no argument there, Freddie.
Paul's here.
I'm going to start off right on the same page as you today after yesterday.
Yeah?
Couldn't agree with you more.
Sure. Where's Andy?
He's coming.
He's coming.
Had a nice interview, just to let people know. He had a nice interview with Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, I know he was looking to
get
that.
For our TV show that will air tomorrow night
at
7:30 on Comcast. What do you call it? CSS. Yeah, Comcast Sportsnet New England. Gronkowski had some personality, as he normally does, so that's one that you want to catch.
Good. Well, you know, two meatheads together.
Without question.
Yeah. So Andy interviewed Gronkowski. Bill Belichick had his press conference today. And Tom Brady did as well. I didn't think there was anything earth-shattering coming out of today's press conferences. Bill was...
No, a lot of predictable praise for Buffalo.
Yeah, a lot of praise.
And in this case, they deserve it.
They're playing
based
well.
Based on 2 weeks.
Yeah, they're playing well. Andy had some questions about what happens when they line up C.J. Spiller out wide. How do you handle that? And, of course, it all depends on the other personnel groupings that are on the field at the time and what the rules are.
Right.
And I thought that was interesting. Just, you know, I'm sure that every team has them. They may call it something different. But, you know, there are certain rules that each defensive player has depending on the situation. And
well, you know what he's talking about with the rules, right? The rules are how you treat the guy.
Okay.
So, in other words, if they put, you know, a big sort of lumbering fullback out wide, are they treating him like a wide receiver or a big lumbering fullback? And if they decide, well, I'm treating him like a fullback, my rule is that the linebacker will go out and take him one-on-one. We don't have to worry about him.
Right.
My guess is it's probably going to be treated a little bit differently if that player is someone like C.J. Spiller.
Right.
So the rule would be we got to treat him like a receiver out here, and we have to put somebody who has the agility to cover a guy like that in space.
Yep.
And I think that's what Bill was talking about, depending on how you declare the guy, what the rules would be.
Right.
So, I think that's what Bill was talking about. We'll let Andy talk about Mr. Football. I don't want to step on his toes.
So, you know, that was mildly interesting. And then Tom Brady came out and really, you know, as expected – focused on team. Whenever there was a question about, you know, oh, you won Offensive Player of the Week again, which he did for the second consecutive week that was announced this morning, deflected that, always bringing it back to the team. He's very, very conscious, and he always has been, but very conscious of nothing to do with him. Everything goes back to the team. Albert Breer tried to pin him down a little bit, and he just wasn't having anything to do with that. So, you know, I'm sure he didn't even like being up at the podium rather than his locker. So that's what it's all about for Tom Brady these days, is getting these guys all on the same page and realizing that, you know, if one guy does well, like a Wes Welker, it helps Chad Ochocinco and everybody else. And it's all a trickle down, and everybody has to do their job, you know, really just parroting the head coach, because that's what the head coach, that's his message every day, all day. Other than that, any other news, Paul, that we should cover before we...
Well, it appears as if Landon Cohen is back with the local team.
Just in time for the Jewish holidays.
another gentleman whose name right now is escaping me. Wearing number Philip something.
Okay.
Number 26. I assume it was a defensive back.
Okay.
There was a nameplate for him. Now, I don't know if practice squad, active roster, I don't know. We asked Cohen, I saw Greg Bedard go up to Cohen and ask him, you know, are you back? Is it practice squad, active roster? And he said, man, I don't even know right now, man. So clearly he doesn't want to say anything, you know, before Bill tells him it's okay to say anything. But it looks like there are two additional players in that locker room. I can't believe I can't remember the other guy's name. Number 26, Philip.
Okay, whatever.
I'll look it up on Twitter.
Bill said that as far as making room for them, he'll have an announcement later.
Yes, so something's going to be announced, I would say, today, probably after practice.
So there will be some personnel news coming later on Patriots.com, so you want to make sure that you are checking up with that or with the Patriots app on your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android.
Andy, what's the other guy's name? Landon Cohen and Philip what?
Adams.
Philip Adams.
Phil Adams. Okay. He's a defensive back. Yeah. All right. Another body camp. So, Andy, what are you thinking? We were talking a little bit about Bill Belichick's response to a question you had regarding C.J. Spiller.
That was a good question, huh?
And the rules that defensive players have on, you know, when they're out in the field and they see certain things.
Yeah, I think they're going to treat him as wide receiver. If he's on the field with Fred Jackson and he's lining up in the slot, I think their rules are going to be treat him like you would Wes Welker, treat him like he's a slot receiver.
So as Paul said, the rule refers to how you treat a guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no question.
And hey, look at that, Freddie. I got a football thing right.
You know, it gets into the whole thing, and you know, three strong, two weak, and where the receivers are, and what you know, how you treat, you know, three strong. Whatever.
Right, but what you said, see, if Jackson wasn't on the field,
then I think would treat him as a running back.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it depends on the personnel with him as well.
Right.
I mean, because you know how their offense. I mean, I don't know every offense, but it's X, Y, Z. You have the F and the H, and you know sometimes Deion Branch is the F, which stands for fullback. It's what used to be the fullback, but it's, you know, the way the offenses have morphed nowadays, there is no fullback. You're just the F.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I think they're going to treat him as a slot receiver. I think they should. I certainly wouldn't be looking to not treat him that way. I think you need to respect him. I'm predicting a 50-plus yard play from him if he sees a lot of snaps out wide, because to me, with the banged-up secondary, he's a guy that if he makes one guy miss a tackle, if he makes one Philip Adams, if by God he's on the field or whoever it is, if he makes him look silly, he's gone. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of extra help there. You know, Josh Barrett or whoever else is back there is going to have to clean up the garbage, but I think he could have some. If you're a Bills fan, you should be excited about seeing him out on the edges in space, because he is a dynamic player who hasn't been given enough chances. And with Jackson having developed into a legit running back, into their lead back, you got to try to find ways to get him more involved.
Yeah, Ian Rappaport, by the way, is tweeting that it looks like Myron Pryor may be heading to IR.
Uh-huh.
So perhaps that's the reason for
Cohen.
I think a lot of people were speculating whether or not Mike Wright would be the guy leaving.
And that's wrong.
Well, at least not yet. I think they might be holding a little hope for him.
Well, they did. Remember last year it went however long,
six or
7 weeks before they put him on.
Someone asked a question. I want to get to Wright in a second, but someone asked a question today about Kevin Faulk, and Bill was, you know, if I could have a team full of Kevin Faulk.
So he'll cut him. I chuckled to myself as soon as he said, I'm thinking, watch out, Faulk. The last guy he said that about was benched and then cut.
Well, I didn't think cut, but I was thinking that, it was almost
there's
like
a chance
Bill,
that you don't
Bill
see
was
Kevin
giving
Falk
his
no.
he's going
Teddy
down the Troy Brown
speech for,
well this yeah. is the Troy Brown one yeah. where he's on PUP. You may see him at some point activated, but I wouldn't expect to see him in an active role for this team this year. I really wouldn't.
Right.
His active role for this team is mentor, leadership, good guy, and yeah, then they'll do the press conference. He's the perfect Patriot. Brewski's right. a douche now because right. he's commenting on Ocho Cinco. We'll move on to my new favorite guy.
Right. And then the with Mike Wright.
This thing is a
whopping Bill
16 inches.
Says, you know, he's in good care with the medical staff. And, you know, I don't have a lot of hope that he's going to be able to contribute this year. I really don't.
I don't really either. And I don't really want to see
I think there's a better chance that you don't see Kevin Falk in the active roster this year. You need injuries.
He wasn't listening again, Fred.
I'm talking about Wright.
Oh, Mike Wright. I'm sorry. I thought you were still talking about
Paul's on
Falk.
His phone.
I'm trying to find out if they made any roster moves.
Okay.
But I don't see it as of yet. But my bad. I thought you were still talking
no,
about Falk.
No, it's okay.
Falk.
It's okay.
I have no interest in seeing Mike Wright on the field. I don't want to see a guy's life
be affected.
It's not
worth the risk for him.
For anybody. Yeah. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know that he became a vegetable or something because he had too many concussions.
Yeah.
No interest.
I've said stuff like that, you know, when, if you remember back when Teddy came back from his stroke. One of the reasons I went into sports is because I really didn't want to write about real life. You know, I enjoy the idea of writing in newspapers. I didn't necessarily want to go and cover the crime log.
Right.
You know, that's real
to me.
City
beat.
Yeah, that's real to me, and I don't want to cover guys jeopardizing their lives. Forget about their livelihood, their lives. And when you're dealing with concussions, it can lead to some bad stuff, and we're learning more and more about these things every year. And, you know, it was the same as I felt, you know, 5-6 years ago when Teddy came back from his stroke. I didn't want to see – I mean, thankfully, it never came to that, and he's fine. But, yeah, I would just assume err on the side of caution here.
Another thing I want to throw out the table, Rex Ryan making news again when it comes to the Patriots, saying that he'd be happy to help out other teams with their game plan when playing the Patriots.
What is this about now? Where did this come from? How did this?
I guess he was on a radio station. And I know he's kidding around, and of course he's not going to be fielding calls
Bills this week. Yeah, if he's seriously talking about game plan with other teams – first of all, the Jets should fire him.
Right.
Number one. But, yeah, he'd be subject to, I would think,
but
some discipline there.
But I'm
we
sure,
do play Dallas.
But I'm sure this is going to, you know, cause a stir among Patriots fans because clearly the Patriots are on his mind all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are, even though, you know, they beat us in the playoffs, he knows that we are – the big obstacle he has to, you know, being the kings of the AFC East.
Well, he knows if maybe he won the division, he'd make it to a Super Bowl.
That's the key. And you know what? I heard Chris Carter say this yesterday. They were talking about teams that they felt were overrated, and the question was, are the Jets overrated? And Marcellus Wiley said, no. I mean, they're a solid team. They've been in back-to-back AFC title team games, and they've won their first two games this year. No. And Chris Carter said, no, they're not, but they're not going to the Super Bowl because they're not going to play at home in the playoffs. And you can't get there doing it that way. It's just so hard. Now, Green Bay did it last year, and we've seen teams do it, but it's so hard to do it that way. But Chris Carter's point was they can't get past the Patriots in their division. They may be able to beat the Patriots head-to-head, but they can't win more games than the Patriots because – Mark Sanchez is not consistent enough. They're going to lose 4 or 5 games, he said. So I think that they're right to have the Patriots on their mind. They need to find they know they can't go 14-2. So they need to figure out, can the Patriots somehow slip up 4 or 5 times and give us a shot?
And, you know, I think when we talk about are the Jets overrated, I think they aren't, except by themselves. I mean, they overrate themselves, but I think everybody else has the right amount of respect for them, and they're not overrated.
Even they've tried to reel that in. I read some from Petten, however you say his name, the defensive coordinator, talking about how, you know, we like to have fun and we like to talk a little bit, but, you know, I think sometimes guys start believing it, and you don't just roll out of bed and play the kind of defense and the kind of team we want to be. You got to prove it on the field, and we need to remember that sometimes. Like, he's aware of that, at least. Maybe he plays that role. Maybe he's the bad cop to the bombastic, you know, head coach that everybody loves and is supporting him.
And even Bart Scott has said some stuff like that, too. And he's as outspoken as anybody.
Something I thought was interesting, and I just think silly. Philadelphia Eagles, obviously, Mike Vick is questionable for this game, probably doubtful. He's got a concussion. But Andy Reid's doing his press conference, and they tried out the head trainer who fields questions for 15 minutes about Michael Vick. And I just think that's silly. It's like, what is he going to say? Guy's got a concussion. It's day to day. It's minute by minute. You just don't know. You know, so all you're doing is creating more confusion. And
maybe that's the idea.
Well, how did they create more confusion?
Because what is this guy going to say that you can't say in a sentence? He's got a concussion. We don't know how he's going to be by game time.
Yeah, but how? But what did he say that I didn't see it? I know. I know they did it.
Yeah, I don't know what he said, but it went on for 15 minutes.
But how did they create confusion as well?
Because what else? I mean, all it is just saying more of the same and over again, and then the media tries to get it another way. And
I don't see. I don't have a problem with it.
I do.
I don't have a problem with the way the Patriots do it either. You know, I want to state that up front before I get attacked. I don't care how you do it. I don't think it means anything because I think, Fred, you just hit the nail on the head. But they can ask all the questions they want. They're not going to get the answers they're looking for.
But wouldn't you rather your guy be out there than what they do around here is the Patriots don't address it at all, and they go get some guy who's never seen Michael Vick, and he gives his opinion, and the Boston Globe writes 800 words on how Michael Vick won't play for a month because this guy who's never seen him says so. Wouldn't you rather have your guy out there not saying anything?
Breaking news from strippers. Pryor is going on IR, according to strippers, with a groin. So, but, yeah, I mean, I just rather have it out there the way the Patriots do it and not have anyone saying anything that may or may not be true in – at the end of the day, you just don't know. There's no definitive, oh, he'll be back next week or 2 weeks. You don't know. So why?
But did they say, that's what I'm asking. Did they say that?
Yeah, I don't know. But it went on for a long time.
Because the little clip that I saw, they just said that he was going to, we're going to see him. He's questionable. And that's all they would say. And I know the Giants had said publicly that they're going to prepare for Vic to play, which you absolutely have to do.
Well, if anyone was on NFL Network in you know, 15 minutes ago and saw what I was, you know, watching without volume,
yesterday, right?
Well, it was just on, so maybe it was a repeat, I guess. Yeah.
I understand what your point is, Fred, but I think that for you to say I like the way the Patriots do it, I think if the Patriots put the trainer out there and he answered questions, you'd say that's the right way to do it.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
Ian is the one that broke the news on Pryor.
Yeah, that's what I read to you. When I wasn't paying attention to you, you obviously weren't paying attention to me.
Okay.
You sure it's right?
No. And he didn't say definitively. He said that it would be a – it looks like he may be headed to – oh, now he's saying definitely?
It says breaking something, breaking injured reserve.
Okay.
Myron Pryor. I just wonder if it's true.
Josh says, Paul is ready, set to go to disagree with anyone and anything. This streak reaches all the way back to the social for the Miami game. Solid work, Paul. Strippers about
you don't even know the difference between blue and green, idiot.
Strippers writes, it's been reported on a bio show about motocross rider Travis Pastrana, who's had 25 concussions in his riding career and still rides. NFL players get one or two and are done for a season. Yeah, well,
what's your point?
Yeah, Pastrana's dumb. That's not smart. I mean, I don't know.
And he's an individual contractor, right? I mean, he's not liable to a team, and you know, they are not on the forefront of the concussion issue.
You mean the team's not liable to him, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he can chew. He's, you know... what's his name? He's in the same basic industry as Evel Knievel. He did a lot of things that weren't exactly smart and proper, and if he had, you know, somebody looking out for his best interest or overseeing him, you know, there's a chance the Patriots could cut Mike Wright or whatever, reach an injury settlement and say, we just don't think you should play again, and he can try to play again somewhere else, right? I mean, so there's a team issue and a player issue here and that come together.
I wonder where it comes down where, let's say the team doctor says, you know, I don't think this guy should play again. And then he goes and gets two or three other opinions that said, no, you could play. if a player could sue the league for not letting him play.
Oh, the league? Maybe, but not the team.
Yeah.
If the team doctor says he shouldn't play, he shouldn't play. You get into the Reggie Lewis thing where supposedly he was shopping around looking for a guy to tell him yes.
That's well, what he did.
But part of
Punky Mudge told him yes.
But I know part of the collective bargaining was, that I don't know in the new one, but I know in the one that they just went through, that players were allowed to get their own opinions. You know?
You can't make me play you. There's no way.
Yeah. But if
there's no way, if I legitimately have a doctor who says you shouldn't play physically, you can make me play. That's not right.
But if it comes down to now no team allows me to play and now my livelihood is good and I have 2-3 doctors here, you know, that say I'm okay. You know,
what are the chances of that?
I don't know.
I mean, concussions are unknown. Are there really going to be three experts that say he can play?
I'm just saying, with these concussions, I could see that happening because it is so unknown. And
well, then you're putting quacks up there. If it's so unknown, then I don't know how you could find these credible doctors willing to say he can play. There's no risk.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be like the guy on The Simpsons whose card is like a sponge.
I don't see that as being possible.
Yeah, I don't.
According to more
32 team doctors saying he's not fit to play, but you found
say anything. They just don't sign the guy.
No. I'm saying that. But they're not signing him for medical reasons,
He would insinuate that, and that would be his case in court, why they're not
signing
him.
But
that
would be why they weren't signing him, was medical. Wouldn't be insinuated. I mean, why wouldn't you sign Mike Wright? Mike Wright's a productive player.
I think this is a ridiculous hypothetical with no chance of ever.
Yeah, if 32 team doctors all came to the same conclusion, I don't think it's possible that they could somehow be in trouble.
Right. I think you might be able to find three guys in Mexico or some shady, but I don't think you could find three credible sources worthy of that stature that would say, oh, he can play. They're all wrong. All 32 of them are wrong. I mean, the 32 doctors in this league are highly thought of individuals. They're not just cheap kids right out of college who don't know what they're doing as medical professionals.
Mort Report, strippers again, says that NFL just sent a memo / warning to clubs on fake injuries. The Giants won't be disciplined this time. So they are calling that out. But what good is a memo if there's nothing behind it? Please don't do that. If there's no...
I think it's one of those things that they probably don't have specific language, and they probably haven't had something so blatant like this, and they felt like they had to do something. You know, I made a joke yesterday, and that's another thing that'll be on our TV show. Hey, defense has got to do something, right? We were joking around about that yesterday. I mean, you can't just flaunt.
Did you see the Giants?
I haven't, but Andy talked to me about it, and I know you had mentioned it yesterday, Freddie. Yeah. It was just no regard whatsoever for
fell down
any kind of integrity.
Yeah, no.
You can't do that.
Yeah, they flipped their finger at the league, and I don't have a problem with defenses faking injuries, but doing it so blatantly as... Clearly, they all look to the sideline. I think they probably even heard it in the headset of whoever their defensive play caller is. And multiple guys, all of a sudden, just turned into jello.
Right.
I mean, make it a little less obvious. Have one guy whose job it is in that situation to legitimately pull a Sean Phillips and fake a good injury.
Well, Florio had a suggestion, and he admits, like, you know, you'd have to define what hurry-up offense is. But he said if a team is in a hurry-up offense and there's an injury, it's a timeout.
I don't think that's a good solution.
In a game where there's as many legitimate injuries as football?
Yeah. Timeouts are valuable. You can't do that. I think that you could do and what I mean, Fred, is you can't do that not knowing what a serious injury is or what a faked injury is. And let's face it, there's no way you know for sure. Sean Phillips went to the sideline, took his shoe off. They worked on his foot. I think he was faking. I think it was all an act.
Now, I could probably find a doctor who said he was hurt.
Right.
Using your little thing.
Now, clearly, the way you guys are describing the Giants situation, there was no pretense whatsoever that it was a real injury. But I don't think you're going to see that a whole lot, where it's so blatantly obvious. I saw someone write something about, you know, he has to sit out the rest of the series.
Oh, the whole series rather than
a
play?
Right, rather than a play. That might be.
That could be,
That might be worth it.
Yeah.
To me, that's believable, but not taking a timeout away and... Because, I mean, now at least you give the player the option of, am I hurt enough where I need to miss the series?
Now here's where that would be a problem. I can see this happening. new rule, you have to sit out the series. So guys who are legitimately injured don't want to come out, and they pretend like they're not hurt at all, and then they get even worse.
But well, if they do that now, though. Anyway.
No, I know, but now there's more incentive to stay on the field and not hobble off.
Look at Aaron Hernandez on Sunday. Yeah. Aaron Hernandez stayed in the game for 5, 6, 10 plays after we saw him clearly banged up and limping. He stayed out there for a while.
And I don't have a problem with that. I mean, the only time you really have to monitor that is the concussions, the head injuries. A guy trying to stay in, and I think they're already enough on that bandwagon that that won't be an issue. If a guy sprains his ankle, I don't care if he keeps playing.
Here's the final paragraph from that memo. Going forward, be advised that should the league office determine that there is reasonable cause, all those suspected of being involved in faking injuries will be summoned promptly to this office in New York to discuss the matter. Those found to be violators will be subject to appropriate disciplinary action for conduct detrimental to the game. Discipline could include fines of coaches, players, and clubs, suspensions, or forfeiture of draft choices. Wow.
I would.
So basically they're saying anything could happen or nothing could happen.
Right. It's a warning.
Right.
We're watching. Big Brother is watching.
So. And I think that we know enough about memos now, we probably shouldn't just ignore them. Not that the Patriots are guilty of this, because they haven't been. Patriots are on the other side. The Patriots are running the high-tempo offense. They're looking to avoid.
They've been guilty of this. I would dare say all 32 teams have been guilty of this at some point in the last decade.
Absolutely.
Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket hotline here at the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios.
Sound like Paul on a podcast. I mean, on a pregame social.
Is that right? Is it Subway Fresh?
Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios.
The problem is Subways aren't fresh. You know?
What are you doing?
Not the restaurants, but actual Subways.
Oh, okay.
By the way,
Subway restaurants are actually excellent.
You know? They make a good tuna.
Yeah, these franchise owners, they
really... You know what's really kind of good? And I never thought I would have any interest in them. They have these square breakfast, like wrap fold over things with like egg and cheese in them. And it's like a
flatbread.
Yeah. They're really good. They're really, really good.
And they're probably in an oven rather than a microwave, right?
Oh, I don't know. No.
But anyway, I cut up your little segment, our first Auto Trader segment from this past week's pregame social where we gave away the $100 gift card for the emailer and sent it to Auto Trader, and they were real happy with you too. So
nice.
Keep up the good work.
Nice. We ad-libbed a little, right? Didn't we? Didn't we make
yeah,
a little banter?
When I actually did the read itself.
How much did they like it? New car liked it, or
when I did the read
itself.
Yep,
I like it. It's about damn time. How long have we been saying, sooner or later we got to turn this into something for us?
Yeah.
Starting to actually happen.
It hasn't worked in terms of finances, so maybe we can get stuff.
I've always said stuff is fine with me. If I'm working for Comcast, give me free cable. If I'm working for this, Subway, give me free subs. Hint, 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 free subs.
I'm good.
Ace Ticket, get me some tickets to the Sox if they don't choke and make the postseason.
All right, webradio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398.
Round trip tickets to the Bruins.
Olivier is from Virginia is on the line. Hey, Olivier.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Andy.
Good. What's up?
Nothing. I'm just starving. I mean, I'm listening to you guys talking about tuna and sandwiches, and I'm thinking I need to get some lunch.
Well, then go to Subway, because it's fresh.
Yes, exactly. Very good segue, isn't it?
Yes.
Hey, I'm all about pissing. A few topics I wanted to talk to you about.
Hey, what do you want today?
Thank you, Pepe. The first one is the Hernandez situation, and I've heard that they're going to probably replace him or sub him with the Gronk brother.
Yeah, I'm not.
I was
so
just
sure.
Wondering, does he mirror his brother? I mean, you've seen him in practice and so forth. I mean, is he capable of doing both the blocking and the receiving on the tight end? That's the first question.
If he was capable, he would not have been available.
Well, yeah. I won't go so far down that road, which it's true. But he's like his brother in that he's big, he can block. I don't think he's the athlete or the pass catcher, but he doesn't have to replace his brother. The trouble is he has to replace Hernandez, who is nothing like Gronkowski, who is a wide receiver, a slot receiver. So, no, I don't expect to see Gronkowski fill in for Hernandez a lot.
Today, Junior!
I see. The other question I had was about the pass rush. I mean, we've made a lot of comments about needing it, and we've seen some of it during the pregame shows, but I'm wondering if, A, if we are making progress on that, or B, if Belichick is basically keeping everything under wrap and doesn't want to show too much because he probably wants to beat certain teams according to their weaknesses and doesn't want to show too much, at the beginning of the season and keep this for playing specific teams such as maybe the Jets or wow. other teams that would require a pass rush approach and strategy.
If you ever ask Belichick, you know, do you hold certain things back based on the opponent and based on the upcoming opponent, he would always deny that. He would always say that we go into every game trying to just win that game, whatever we think is best to win that game, with no thinking that, oh, next week we're playing the Jets, we can't use this.
Yeah, of course.
You know, because if this can help you win this week, he'll do it. So maybe that happens, but he would never admit it. I you know.
Yeah, now, do you think it's plausible? Because I don't. I just don't think they're very good at rushing the passer right now.
Yeah.
I still have hope that they'll get better. I think they have some potential in the athletes they have, but I don't think he's holding anything back.
Okay.
I think you might.
I think they might actually have times where they maybe don't empty the, you know, the playbook, but.
Yeah. Oh, schematically, they have blitzes they've yet to unleash, no
right.
doubt in my mind.
But I don't just,
they're not telling Andre Carter to not rush as hard as he will in a couple weeks against the Jets.
No, I think Olivier is talking about blitzing and maybe some stuff, some schemes and things like that. I don't necessarily think they would, first of all, I don't think they would hold it back against a team like San Diego that has a great offense that you're looking to find ways to stop. But I think right now, they might be a little reluctant to throw a lot of different stuff out there because they're trying to protect a secondary that's A, young and inexperienced, and B, banged up.
Right.
So I don't think you want to put any more pressure on those guys by exposing them any further than they need to be.
But that's really kind of an internal decision. It had nothing
right.
to do with the opponent.
Right.
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 Let's see. Get to some emails here before we take a break. TG and NJ says, great show Tuesday. Good heated arguments and debates. PFW at full tilt. Excellent radio.
Thank you, TJ.
Football questions for today. Will Dan Gronkowski be allowed to catch a pass at Buffalo in front of his hometown fans?
That's a possibility.
Is it possible that said catch could be a TD?
Anything's possible.
I mean, you know, that's, you know, not everyone who's listening may remember or know that, but the Gronkowskis are from that area.
In fact, if you want to hear more about that, tune in to Patriots Football Weekly, Comcast, 7:30 Thursday night, and I will go one-on-one with a man who is quite taller than I am, so I'm looking up to him.
We are so banged up in the secondary. Should the Pats try to run the ball more and keep the high-flying Bills offense off the field? How is the Bills' run defense?
Their defense isn't very good.
No?
Their run defense isn't.
Even with those guys in the middle? No.
Their run defense has been terrible. It's been the worst in the league the last couple of years. Now, they added Darius, so that's helped them a little bit. And with Kyle Williams inside, they think that they're making some strides with that front seven. They're using Chris Kelce and now Merriman as outside linebackers. So that front seven is a little bit improved. They did a good job last week sort of containing McFadden on the ground, but the converse to that was they got shredded through the air. So
right, and that was the same thing in they shut down Charles and what's his name in week one.
Well, they
right?
shut everything down
right.
in week one. But
so I mean
that was the
2 week sample. Yeah, it's a little bit better, but their defense isn't very good. And their the Patriots are clicking passing right now. I think you can spread the Bills out and throw at will on them.
See that
they don't have a lot of depth in the secondary. They lost their number one corner in Terrence McGee, who's hurt with a hamstring problem. He won't play. So it's Drayton Florence, who is not a bad player. Leotis McKelvin has been a guy who really just hasn't been able to establish himself as the player that a lot of people thought he was coming out of college. So they just don't have a lot of depth back there.
Yeah. They have run the ball well at times against the Patriots. And
this year.
Yeah,
no, they can run the ball.
And I can remember, like, I think even last year, their yards per carry were up there, and people were saying, why don't they keep running the ball? But, you know, the first win of the year against Kansas City, now I kind of toss that out. But I think the Raiders are going to be okay this year. So I'm a little bit right now impressed with that second week win.
Yeah, I don't think that much of the Chiefs either, but tossing it out might be strong. I think the Chiefs are going to be a bad team. I told you that before the season started, that I didn't feel like they were going to be very good. Now, it's all irrelevant now because they've lost so many players already that I mean, anybody could see that they're not going to have
a lot of
wins. They're
in the Andrew Luck sweepstakes.
But Buffalo still went on the road opening day in a very, very hostile environment.
Yep.
And didn't just beat them. They laid the woodshed. They brought them to the woodshed.
Yep.
You know, I don't think a whole lot of Buffalo. You know that. And they had a couple of years ago, you know, I was talking to Mike Reese about this. I think it was like 3 years ago when Trent Edwards was there still.
Right.
And they had that like 4-0 start, 5-1, I think they were.
I think they were 6-0, weren't they?
I think they were 4-0, 5-1 or something like that. And then it just completely unraveled. I think they finished 6-10. So we've seen some good starts from them, and then they don't materialize. And they weren't competitive against, I think it might have been 08 that happened. And the Patriots with Matt Castle still handled them both times. So,
yeah,
we've seen some stuff from them. I do think this is a better offense than we've seen from Buffalo, certainly since Drew was there.
Yeah,
you know, when Drew had Peerless Price and Eric Molds and then Lee Evans.
Right.
And they had, you know, they had some things going on offensively. They haven't had that really since he left, 04.
Right.
They've had just a really marginal offense that was trying to play, you know, with Willis McGahee in a cloud of dust, and it just didn't work.
Finally, TG says, with all your talk and concern about Mike Wright to not come back and play football, what about the same argument as it applies to Peyton Manning? Are the two situations different?
A little, but similar.
I don't know enough about Manning's situation, but I would say, just judging from that Ed Reed comment, it keeps sticking in my mind. Ed Reed had made that comment, I would have never had that surgery.
Yeah, from what I know, I don't know that much about Manning, but from what I've read, it's not so much a recurrence of, like, a concussion would be. It's that the nerves haven't regenerated the way they hoped.
Right.
So it's not like a, you know, afraid that the injury might happen again. It's just that the outcome of the surgery hasn't gone the way they hoped it would.
But wouldn't, see, again, and we're probably talking about something
we're not qualified to, but if
nerves are not regenerating, wouldn't that make you more susceptible to further problems?
Yeah, yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah.
I mean, but the bigger issue, I think, is, and this is kind of just from talking to my wife a little bit, there's a lot more finite science behind nerves and the surgery and all this crap than there is concussions, brains.
Yeah.
The suicide issues that have become it, Chris Nowitzki, they've found that protein that is created through the concussion that then leads to dementia and these things down the road. That is all like new age science, whereas at least they've known about nerves and nerve damage and effects for a longer period of time, and they know more about it.
Right.
I still think anytime you're in the neck, spine area, there's risk involved, but it's more of a known risk than the true unknown of...
Right.
The fourth concussion will be the one that sets you over the top. They can't say that. Or the fifth big one, or the seventh small one.
And they don't
know
severity.
I mean, right.
Because you can't, it's pretty safe. You can't just crack open a head and look at the brain. I mean,
you can, but it's not good.
Right, yeah.
That's why they wait till they're dead before they
do. Exactly. And that's what makes it hard. But I also haven't read, and maybe I'm missing it, but I haven't read a whole lot of people suggesting that Manning shouldn't play again.
Right.
Whereas every guy with multiple concussions you hear,
right.
Well, you know, Mark Savard for the Bruins. You know,
really
that's probably the end
something.
Of his career.
Right.
You know?
Right. Alex from Georgia says, hey, guys, Tubby and Big Head. I think everyone is going a little overboard with the defense. It's 2 weeks into the season and really no OTAs. I think it will take a few weeks for the defense to gel. Look at other teams around the league, and the same can be said for their defensive units. Now, we all know I don't care much for Tubby. But I don't think Eric can be called Negativino anymore. Seems everything coming out of Andy's mouth, pause for Andy's laughter, has been negative. The defense sucks. McCourty sucks. The captains aren't making plays. Give it a break, Andy. We are just heading to week 3. Do what you do best and pour some Diet Pepsi for Tubby. Wow. Prediction, Patriots over Bills, 31-17.
What?
I went with 38-27.
For the Bills? You usually pick against the Patriots. Oh, you picked the Patriots.
No,
this week.
No.
That's different for you.
All right.
Well, it's different from last week. I was wrong last week. I know that you wouldn't admit that you were wrong.
I was wrong last week. Played out how I expected.
Unlike you, I admit when I'm wrong.
Except it didn't end the way you expected.
Right. I didn't expect them.
Didn't
to
start the way he
expected
it either.
Kind of like really important.
I didn't
in sports,
know that Mike
how
Colbert
it ends and
was
who
a,
wins.
Went to the Patrick Pass
sort of
school
the
of
point,
running backs.
That's sort of the
just
point drop
the
of
ball.
Making a prediction.
Andy, that's I mean, Fred,
just
you know,
so
that's
you know,
the difference.
Well,
Fred.
The point of making a prediction
I was wrong.
Is also basing it on what you think and not just saying go Pats.
Yeah, what you think is wrong.
Right.
All right.
What I thought was wrong,
because I
actually
right.
go with what I think and not just the colors of the team's
jerseys. I happen to think they're going to win.
Right. Most and you went 14-2 last year.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. But, you know, I have some pride.
All right, let's
I go with what I think.
Kevin, let's take a break. We'll be right back with a commentary on Eric's commentary.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Browns!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Is that bacon I smell?
Grandma must be cooking.
She makes everything with bacon. Bacon pie, bacon shrimp, bacon on the cob.
I know one thing that tastes better than her cooking.
What's that?
The new Bacon McDouble from McDonald's. It's made with two savory pieces of bacon, melty American cheese. Mm,
that sounds better than anything Grandma can whip up.
I heard that.
The new Bacon McDouble is here. Right now, you can get two Bacon McDoubles or two large fries or one of each for just $3.33. Price of single item posted on menu board. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
You ask.
How come the only time you give out the phone number is the time when people can't call it?
And we listen.
They can't call. That line's busy.
Why do you have to tell everybody there's only one line?
The phone line has been upgraded to four lines. Call us at 508-298-0398.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. 508-298-0398, as you just heard, is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. On the line right now is our favorite fan organizer, Barry Insiong, out of San Diego. Hey, Barry.
Hey, Fred. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, Barry.
You got something cooking, I hear.
Yeah, well, we actually, well, got two road games coming up, of course, so just wanted to let everybody know what's going on. For Buffalo, I won't be attending that myself, but we do have somebody who's coordinating a tailgate, and they're going to be, they've got a private lot near the Ralph Wilson Fieldhouse that they're all set up with. Difficult to just verbally provide all the details about that. So if anybody's interested in attending that with a bunch of Patriots fans, it's going to be $20 for all you can eat and drink. And you can get more info by joining the Patriots Tailgate Yahoo group. So we should have a good little group out there for Buffalo.
Okay.
And then the week after that is Oakland, where we've got our big event of the year going on. As you know, we've got a lot of West Coast Pats fans, and so anytime we're doing something out here, you know, we've got the big clubs that can, you know, get all their members to come out, and we can kind of throw together all the extra events. So Saturday night, the night before the game, we're going to have a party at the Go Sports Bar, which is in downtown Oakland. And hoping you guys can join us for that, too. So hopefully we're going to have we're going to fill up the place and have a private party. We're collecting money in advance, which will cover a buffet, and have a good time on Saturday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay, and that's at the Go restaurant?
Yeah, it's called the Go Sports Bar.
G-O.
And G-O, yeah.
Okay.
It used to be called the Grand Oaks Sports Bar, but they've kind of reinvented themselves. So,
okay.
So that should be a good time. And then on Sunday morning, see, what a lot of us that are traveling to Oakland are going to do is basically just stay overnight in downtown Oakland. So we found two venues that are literally within a block and a half of where we're staying, what the hotels we're staying at. So we walk over to the Go Sports Bar on Saturday night, have a good time there. Sunday morning, we're going over to another nearby bar called Pacific Coast Brewery, and that'll kind of be our off-site tailgate. And we'll hang out there for a few hours, watch the early games, and then we'll catch the BART, which is their subway system there in the Bay Area, and take that over to the Coliseum about an hour before kickoff.
All right.
So
both of these events you can get on the Yahoo tailgate group.
Right. The Saturday night party, we are collecting money for and taking RSVPs because it's not a huge venue, so we're expecting to sell out. So kind of first come, first serve on whoever RSVPs. And Sunday morning, actually, we're not doing anything formal, so just go ahead and meet up at Pacific Coast Brewery if you're in the area. And there's no admission fee. You know, just buy your own food and drinks, and then we'll kind of, like we said, we'll all just be leaving there, walking over to the BART station shortly before the game. And as for the game itself, we've got about 150 tickets altogether in sections 146 and 147, which is on the lower level on the Patriots visitors' bench sideline. So we've already sold out all of those tickets, but if anybody's looking to attend the game and hasn't already got their tickets, they should try to get in those sections if they can. Because,
okay.
We're going to be the largest number of Pats fans in one area for sure.
Awesome. That is great. We'll be looking out for you. That's great, Barry. You do a great service for Patriots Nation.
Thank you. You think you guys are going to be available on Saturday?
Yeah, Oakland. I'll plan on getting by there with Eric.
You guys can go.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
We'll go to the go. Go dancers. Great. All right, Barry.
Okay, appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. Barry Insiong out of San Diego. Really active in Patriots Nation, getting people on the road together, showing the strength and unity.
Has he ever been nominated for Fan of the Year?
I don't know, but I could see, you know, that would have merit.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't go to all the games here like a lot of them do, but in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, he's bringing Patriots Nation together.
Sure. Eric's commentary. If anyone got PFW last week, you read Eric writing about Teddy Bruschi's comments about Ocho. Did he write that?
Yes.
Yeah. Bill from Ware, New Hampshire says,
Ware?
Eric, great article on the Bruschi-Ocho subject. Gutsy. Nice work. He thought it was gutsy.
I don't know.
Refresh my memory.
He wrote his commentary. He told Bruschi to stick it.
I think he kind of said that Bruschi was over the top.
That was the gutsy side for Patriots Football Weekly?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
But wouldn't the gutsy side have been the other side?
I think it's... No.
With Bruschi?
Yeah.
He's a little edgy. You never know he's going to take
a
swing on
you. We are the Patriots.
No, I know, but
we are Patriots.
Bruschi is like Mr. Patriot.
That was the Patriot side.
I don't even care that.
Get off our guy's back.
Oh,
right,
no,
Freddie?
I think he's talking legitimate.
Leave our poor Tom alone!
I think he's talking Bruschi could hit you. And I think that's accurate. He's
edgy. If that's what he's talking about, then I guess... But I wouldn't really care about the guy who's not here. And I would take the Fred Kirsch approach.
Well, you know,
I'm going to take the guy who's here over the guy who's not here.
The only thing I disagreed with in Eric's commentary is he said that, you know, the majority of people sided with him in that Bruschi was over the top. I disagree with that. If anything, it was split down the middle, and maybe more people agreed with Bruschi as far as fans
I'm
go.
I'm not so sure about that.
Oh, fans? From a fans perspective, I got the opposite.
Really?
I thought most people thought Bruschi was out of line.
Really?
Yeah, they turned on him quickly.
Very quickly. You should see my email group. I have that.
The circle jerks.
I tell you about those guys. That's not what they're called.
Oh.
Okay?
That's what I call them.
That's not what they're called.
even though they've invited me to join the circle.
They have, and you have an open invitation.
And I am a jerk, so I would fit.
We can work you in for Andy Hartapalooza.
I'll go in the off season. Do they do it in the off season?
Yes, they do. That's when I join.
Now, do they buy me food?
Oh, yeah. First time? P.F. Chang's, though.
See, this would be a good time to throw up a poll on the site.
Got a little frog in my throat.
Which side do you come down on? That he was over the top or he was right on?
Didn't we do that on our site?
Did you do that?
Didn't we do a poll?
We did a poll on that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And who won?
I don't know. Matt, get on that.
Yeah, you just told me you're not as dumb as you look.
Aren't you the vice president in charge of polls?
From the callers I heard on sports radio, I thought that
Paul Valter.
I'd say 60% sided with Brewski.
I didn't think so.
I definitely don't think so. And if you got off of EEI and listened to anybody else,
huge.
I thought it was universally against him.
Really?
On EEI, they were very protective of their boy.
Guy.
Yeah.
So that there was an element of rallying around Teddy. I thought it was just completely blown out of proportion. I think that Teddy was obviously passionate about it, but I think it got kind of took
You're
on
making my point.
A bigger life than
yeah.
I think even he intended.
Has Breaking news asked, off Twitter.
Yes.
According to Greg Bedard, the Patriots will be placing Myron Pryor on injured reserve.
When news breaks, we break it.
And center Dan Copen.
Ooh.
According to a league source.
I thought there might be a chance. I thought there might be a chance of that.
That
is
news.
It's definitely news. I'm not overly surprised by it, though. You know, when you have to wait.
What changed in a week?
Right. I thought he had a broken leg and he'd be back 6 to 10 weeks.
Right.
Yeah, I think that.
6 to 10 weeks.
Wait a minute.
I love these new timetables.
Nothing has to change.
1 to 17 weeks, he'll be back.
Nothing has to change, but the roster has changed. You now need that roster spot, and you can't wait 8 weeks for the guy to get back. Last week you said, all right, let's see how it goes.
Yeah, I find that strange.
Really?
Yeah. In a one-week window, if you had said it went from October to mid-November and there were three other guys, I mean, you went 1 week with what looked to be a lot of minor injuries in terms of the defensive backfield. Donald Thomas couldn't go for a week if you were still holding out hope on Copen. I'm a little surprised.
I am too.
Now, maybe he had surgery, and when they got inside, something
right.
changed.
That's possible as well, but
I think this happens all the time. I think
guys that have long-term injuries and they hold on for a week or two and then they go on IR, I think that happens all the time.
Oh.
Depending on the situation. I think the goal that Bill probably had was, let's see if we can do this. And we'll have him back for December in the playoffs.
Well, and conditions on the ground changed. And I can see that, but I'm still surprised.
I think it's news. I think it's absolutely news because I think that we all figured that they're going to give it a shot here. And then 1 week later.
Maybe Connolly just looks so good that, you know, now he's expendable.
I don't think that.
Because why would you forfeit depth for no reason if you didn't have to? I think they did this because they felt like they had to.
Well, it could be a combination of all of the above. Is what I'm saying. I mean, if Connolly, you know, Copen is still a real step up from that, and let's hold out. We'll make those adjustments elsewhere.
Now Rap Sheet is saying it was 10 to 12 weeks.
Yeah, and he can confirm.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I'll leave it to you because you like to, you know, make fun of people.
People or him?
Him.
Okay.
And you've asked me not to. So.
Web radio. He's asked you not to.
I've asked you not to.
He's never asked me a damn thing.
Webradio at Patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Gentlemen, including Eric, if he's by later, this is Joe. I'm spending my birthday watching the Pats Chargers on mute while listening to PFW in progress. So far, it's a great day. Can't help but be concerned, however, at the Patriots' apparent inability to cover receivers or back 7 yards down the field on early downs. Seems like Rivers is able to get 2nd and 3 at will. Is there some explanation for this? Also, can't wait for the iPad app. I do subscribe to the paper, but I'll pay for the app as well, as it's well worth it for the countless hours of enjoyment I've gotten from the show over the years. Keep doing what you do. Traditional sports radio could take a lesson or two from this show.
I agree. I'm not sure what the lesson is, and I'm not sure we could tell them what the lesson is, but I think they could take a lesson.
That's probably a lesson.
The advantage, we have 3 advantages over traditional or terrestrial radio.
We can swear.
One is we don't have to worry about the FCC.
Just the
RKK.
Two
is we don't really have to worry about paying the bills like they do. And 3, I forgot.
Wait, what? Three, I forgot.
Yeah, and the swearing thing, we don't have to worry about the FCC, but we do.
Well, we don't abuse that.
No,
well, we do.
I don't. Paul doesn't. I think, and I'm going to say it. Some,
we have to worry about the KSP.
I think none of us worry.
The RKK is what we worry right. about.
I think none of us abuse that situation. And
no, luckily Fred is the closest, and he's the boss man.
And I don't know. I don't think there's much advantage that we have.
We're just better.
Yeah, what Andy said.
Now, here's a serious question.
So you're really surprised.
We're going to delve into this for a couple minutes.
I'm surprised by it.
We spend way too much time together. All of us.
You think?
Does that play into it? Because the others genuinely just show up for 4 hours, do a show, and we have to spend like all the time waiting to shoot the show, shooting the poo in the morning. We annoy everybody throughout the office all day long, 4, 5, 6 days a week. Does that benefit us? Does that give some sort of a...
I think it does in that we know each other, but I think bigger than that, and it kind of goes back to what you're saying, but the fact that you guys are here all day. You're right. Not showing up in a studio 40 miles away
right.
and never in the locker room,
right.
never at a press conference, and for some of these guys, not even at the game.
Right.
You know, they watch it on TV.
Right.
Not that you guys don't, but you know what I mean. You are here covering the beat, whereas you're not a guest on a show
right.
with a host that doesn't have anything to do with the show.
And we're also honest about everything.
Right.
From making fun of each other, which... I don't
know
about anybody else, but
there's no egos.
I don't hear Glenn and Michael Hawley making fun of each other to the level that we do.
Right, because the thin skin.
Because they'd get mad.
Right.
Right. And not that we don't get mad occasionally. Paul gets a little poop on Paul time now, and, you know, we move on.
Are you serious?
But
the four people on this show, you point to me as the guy who gets mad about being made fun of?
Let's be honest. There's three people on this show.
And I'm...
The other one is rarely
here. Couldn't care less when you guys call me old.
But I don't hear this kind of a thing... You know, maybe Toucher and Rich, I don't know, but it's rare, I think, the brotherly digs that we have.
But I'll defend those guys on regular radio a little bit in that the environment is much different than here. They're on tenuous contract. They can be let go at any time, and yeah, they get some type of payoff, but radio is...
God forbid they live on the millions they've collected in the last 5 years.
It is a very
radio
cutthroat
is
business.
Ruthless. If you ever read those contracts that these guys have to sign...
It's a cutthroat
business.
It is
cutthroat, and they never know when, you know, it could be...
And they can even do well with the ratings and be gone.
Little do they know that maybe if they loosened up a little and had more fun... They'd have a better show.
Well, but
Fred, I think
sometimes they come into work and they've switched to like one of those mix stations overnight. I swear to God, it happens.
I think the point that you made about us being here all the time is part of it. No, he said that you guys are not together, not the chemistry point, which I agree with you. But
you know this team inside.
How many times do we sit here and talk about stuff, and then all of a sudden you just reference a press conference from 3 weeks ago that Bill said something that resonates to whatever the topic is that day? That's the one criticism that I would say is consistent across the board with our local talk radio. I love Felger and Maz. You know that. I mean, I like them both personally. I'm going to go and spend an hour with them this afternoon and going to do that every Wednesday. That was my way to get my plug in. When was the last time either one of those guys was here? Felger used to be here as a beat writer every day. He was a tireless worker. But now he has the talk show. He has the night show on TV with Comcast. He has so many different irons in the fire. He's not here anymore.
Right.
And I think that you miss stuff when you're not around. Now, you can't do it as a talk show host for every show. For every sport.
Right.
You can't do it.
Be at every Red Sox game.
I do think that during the Patriots season, you could be down here once a week. During the Red Sox season, when they're at home, you could get over to that clubhouse once a week. Bruins, Celtics, it's easy. I don't think you'd have to work that hard. To get yourself, you know, DA comes down here to Foxborough usually during the season once a week, and he generally gets somebody, a player, to do an interview with him, and he puts that on. I think that those shows would be better if they did a little bit more of that. I think that part of it is missing.
But they, you know, they do need to loosen up. You know, God forbid you make fun of each other because, you know, the egos, you know.
But I think you got to the heart of it with all the ratings and everything. Like, if we're wrong. We're wrong. Who cares? We'll be here next week to either be right or wrong again. Maybe they feel if I'm Glenn Ordway, I'm the big O, and if I'm wrong 3 weeks in a row, I could be out. You know, my show's gone.
Well, and let me ask you this too. You know, Andy and I.
That was good.
Andy and I picked San Diego last week, and it was an unpopular pick, and we were wrong, okay?
You were wrong.
Now, what would happen? Yeah, I was wrong. Andy, you know, picked the game to go exactly the way it was. Somehow the team that he said was going to win didn't win it, but he wasn't wrong.
But that's exactly the way he thought it would go.
But what would happen if we're sitting here in the number one sports radio station in the market, and we're getting call after call after call after call, just killing us. Like, our listeners, they're more sophisticated. I'm being dead serious when I say this. We're not getting people that are writing in just making fun of me and Andy, because they know that we picked the Chargers because we thought the Chargers were going to win, not because we were trying to provoke anything or you know, create some kind of faux controversy or something. We thought they were going to win.
That's part of it too. And I've never fabricated a single thing on this show.
No,
ever.
And I think that our listeners know that.
Occasionally a point counterpoint on TV or in the paper, but
well, did you hear what Fox did? By the way, speaking of fabricated headlines, Fox Sports was doing a piece on Jay Cutler, and to show that everybody was upset, they made up headlines and said these are actual headlines from newspapers.
Never good.
And
when
made
you
the
say,
point to say these are actual headlines.
Are you kidding me?
And somebody said, you know, that doesn't sound right. I work in Chicago and I've never seen. So they looked into it, and finally Fox had to come out and said, we screwed up. We made it up.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Fox Network.
Now, that to me, that's a fireable offense. Whoever made that choice, that's a fireable offense. That's way worse than plagiarism.
Yeah.
Way worse than nose pick.
Oh, God, yeah.
I told somebody today that we were going. We were thinking
for somebody today.
We were thinking of using nose pick, and he's like, "Yeah, probably good idea. You did."
Well, then we should have.
But I, you know, if we had like just if we picked San Diego when we were just getting, you know, for 4 hours call after call just killing us, maybe the next time you might say, you know what, I think they might lose to Oakland, but I don't really want to go through
right.
that again.
Right,
right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And right there, once you do that, once you let that seep in, your show's not as good as it should be.
Unless you're Felger and you thrive on that.
Well, being
type
the provocateur.
Right, right.
The idiot.
Right.
Is that a synonym for provocateur? Idiot.
That's what he is.
But I agree with you, Paul. I like Felger and Maz. I think that they make fun of each other, and I think they are loose. And yeah, I think they do, and people make fun of them, and I think that's why they're starting to have a really good chemistry.
I think the number one thing you have to do, and by no means am I, you know, Andy and I have been trying to get a job in this department for how long?
Yeah, we're not exactly experts,
but I think that the number one thing that you can't be concerned about is trying to make everybody love you.
Right. You just got to be honest.
Sometimes you're going to say something that's going to rub someone the wrong way,
but conversely, you might rub three people the right way.
Right, right. And it's like you know, we had TG, I think, just wrote in saying, I thought Tuesday's show, you know, a lot of people don't like when Fred and I have arguments. TG liked it. You know, I'm sure there was a lot of guys out there and say, oh, there goes Paul again, just being argumentative for the sake of being argumentative. But I wasn't. When I do that, I don't just do it to cause trouble.
Yeah, you do.
Quick question in the locker
you
room.
You toss bombs my way because you know it's going to elicit that from
okay,
me.
Okay, let's get off this topic. Quick question for the locker room.
Fred, you don't even believe your own crap now.
When
you
I was
don't.
Playing a TV guy on TV and ran down to get Gronkowski, were you both in there? I saw Arrington come in
I
the
was
door.
There.
Did we have any? Was he available to the media? Did you see him talk
I
to him?
I did not see him.
He's another concussion guy.
I did
guy
see
report.
Him visually. I did not talk to him. I did not see him talking to anybody.
Good sign that he's in there, though,
absolutely.
With reports that he has a concussion.
And I should add that Mike Wright, once again, chair folded up against the side of his locker. So no signs
right.
that he's even been here, which
right.
is, again, I don't want to be all down about this situation, but that's unfortunate.
Luca says... the Jets are overrated, but they're still going to beat us. You guys should go with the cover best defense in football. Patriots season goes like this. Regular season, we play the waiting game because we know we're going to make it in the playoffs.
Hey,
and
don't ruin my commentary.
And then in the playoffs, first round loss.
That's your commentary?
That's not my commentary.
Is that how it's going to end? Because our stories rarely end that way.
I do think there's an element to this. You know how in basketball and hockey, Fred, you just kind of to the good teams, the regular season's irrelevant. It's like playing. I think there's an element of that.
Well,
Bill would be, you know, very upset.
But you know who doesn't? Is no longer poo-poos that, and he didn't poo-poo it, you remember, on the draft day special. Teddy Bruschi. It's all about the postseason. The regular season's now irrelevant. What happens between now and the end of first week of January, you know, so that's the ex-player view from the outside view.
But the very nature of only 16 games.
It's so ridiculous.
You know, makes it relevant.
Is there any chance they're not going to make the playoffs? Maybe it'd be a good thing if they were on the road in week one in the postseason.
To me,
maybe that would get rid of some demons. I don't know.
To me, there's no chance barring major, right. A major injury.
Ground control to Major Tom
Absolutely.
Injury.
Thomas in Nova Scotia says, I have an idea for how to stop the offense if you need to. Force one single incomplete pass in a drive. How about that? You spend your whole football lives on defense training on how to do it. Get it done at least one time every 15 plays. Is it really that tough?
Is that for our defense against everybody else or for everybody else against us?
I think so.
Or both.
I think it's both.
It's pretty much both. You're right.
Daniel says, is Taylor Price still battling injuries, and could we see some playing time against the Bills with Hernandez out? And who's been playing the role of fullback with Sammy Morris gone?
They don't have one.
I saw Gronkowski line up as fullback, and then he motioned out.
And Hernandez lined up as a true fullback, but they don't have one. I mean, you're talking literally two plays a game.
Dane Fletcher has done it. You know, I don't think they're going to – you're not going to see anybody being in that role. I wonder maybe if down the road –
Sammy will be back?
No.
Oh.
Ridley. Maybe, you know, you decide you might want to put him and Benny in the backfield at the same time.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I do that, flip him. I'd have Ridley behind Benny.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying both of them in the backfield together.
The fullback would be my Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, and the athlete would be my Stephen Ridley.
John in South Carolina says, is the PFW Weekly TV show supposed to be blocked out as if it were a sporting event? I ask because it is being blacked out as if it were a sporting event. Is there someone
that snuck up on me being unintentionally funny?
Is there someone I should call to correct this? Is it DirecTV or CSNNE?
Yeah. Why are we treated like NFL property?
I don't know.
Because Comcast, they can see slants. I get tweets every Thursday. All these shows, they get these people down in South Carolina, all these places on DirecTV, watch quick slants. And it's like promoing us, and then boom, when us starts, beep, blacked out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we look into that?
We get a lot of tweets on
that. Is it so wrong that this is getting blocked, keeping your adoring fans, or I use the words adoring fans, and Andy and Paul in the same sentence? I don't know. Anyway, I keep asking because I don't know if you've received the email. Just say drop it or give me a place to complain. And I will do so.
Where can he complain? Tell him.
I don't know.
Well, the main office is in Colorado, but...
For what?
For Comcast,
but CSNNE,
I think it's in Philly. That's their main office.
No, that's Comcast.
Comcast is in Philly, but yeah. I don't think it's a Comcast issue. I think it's a
we're classified as
some
like
kind
an
of
NFL
satellite
show
dish,
or something,
issue, right?
Well, isn't QuickSlants classified?
No, it's classified as their show.
And I also think that there might be something. Okay. They might be.
What about Tailgate? Is that blacked out too?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
No one tries to watch that, so I don't get it.
Because if Tailgate's blocked out, then we shouldn't. You know, I could see. But if they're not,
well, if we're the only
be.
One, yeah. But yeah. I'm wondering if maybe they're allowed to do a certain amount, and they've picked quick slants. I don't know.
Why?
Because that's their baby.
Oh.
But I don't know how that works. But I think Andy's right, and we're treated as an NFL program.
Can we talk to somebody here, like marketing
well,
or something?
Well, John
might No Sox know anything about that?
He might. John, you can start with. CSNNE here in New England, which is in Burlington, Mass. You can look them up. I think it's CSNNE.com. I'm not sure. But it's in Burlington, Mass. And, you know,
he really couldn't say it.
Well, that's the trouble when you butcher it all the time, when you actually need and want to say it properly.
And I don't want. But
I don't need and I don't
want. You can look it up and go to their customer service and see what they say.
Why don't you handle that, Stephen Hawking?
Stevie
the
H.
The more people contacting you about our show, the better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell them you want to see it. Tell them to flip-flop quick slants and PFW. We want our PFW.
It's hurting our out-of-market demographic.
It is. We're big out-of-market.
Are we?
Yeah, oh, yeah. We're more popular out-of-market than in.
Certainly on this show.
But, John, I can
no
tell
one
you,
in market cares
you know,
about us.
If you ever, you know, the show in its entirety is available on
really
Patriots.com. So... If you
it's not the same. He wants to watch it on his big screen TV.
Hey, do we get the disc
he wants
last
Paul
week?
In widescreen.
Yeah. When?
Friday afternoon.
Oh, they just send it to us?
No, I had to send a courier.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What's a courier? You really
you don't
like
know
calls?
What a courier
no,
is?
No, I do.
Brooklyn
but,
Matt, where are you?
No, I know, but so you legitimately called some, a courier Matt. To go pick it up and bring it?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you meant but like an intern.
No, this, we have a company you, that when something like that I need to do, I just call them. It costs money, though, obviously. And
I know.
I'd rather
Brooklyn
not do
Matt,
that.
It's a business. I know it costs
but,
money.
But because of the whole screw-up last week, they couldn't get the DVD done on time for Friday morning. They got it done
by
noon.
Oh, that's why. So Barry didn't have it when he got here.
Right. They had it done by noon, so I sent a courier up.
Courier. Jim?
No, it's a company.
Right over the top.
And you're a
the
tennis
fan.
You're a tennis guy.
Right over the top.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
But there's a guy named Jim that works at Comcast. So
really?
Yeah, I was thinking of... Ooh. Anyway, web radio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the ace ticket hotline. Tiff in Wisconsin says, yesterday, Mean Paul...
Mean Paul? Andy was the one that was yelling at you, Tiff.
No, I didn't yell at her.
Yes, you did.
I said she could watch this week. I mean, listen this week, because we're going to pick the Patriots.
Oh.
You yelled at her.
I think you yelled...
You did. You tend to yell at people.
Unlike Andy.
Might have been Eric.
Unlike Andy.
No, he wasn't.
If I'm
here.
Wrong, I'll admit
he's
I'm wrong.
Here.
So I apologize before you even get into your email if I was mean.
Yesterday, Mean Paul scoffed at my assertion that Merriweather helped McCourty over the top. There has to be something to that, not because I'm arguing it, but because I think it's pretty logical. Either the quarterbacks know that alleged threat Merriweather isn't back there to help McCourty over the top, which allows McCourty to be one-on-one with the wide receiver, or McCourty just isn't that good or was never that good. I do not believe it is far-fetched that some quarterbacks found Merriweather a threat because he did make big plays at times. We all agree, maybe Fred doesn't, that Merriweather is a jag, but maybe that isn't what quarterbacks thought of him. And why does Paul find my assertion so hilarious?
I don't remember laughing about this whole topic, to be honest.
I do.
Well, I think you scoffed at it.
But
we did.
Merriweather?
Yeah, there was a scoff.
The theory was McCourty is struggling because Merriweather's gone.
There was certainly a scoff.
Okay.
I
scoffed. I'm not going to lie to you. I think Merriweather stinks.
I'm going to reiterate my scoff because I don't think Merriweather had anything to do with McCourty's success last year.
And he could just be in a slump.
Now, the second part of what Tiff said could be true. Did you get a flu shot today or something?
I just had to give a little blood.
Oh.
For what?
Huh?
I
for the doctor?
I think there's a chance that McCourty may have been better last year than he is. There's always a chance that a guy comes in, plays a little bit over his head.
Eugene
Wilson. Seen that happen. Perfect example.
Difference is, what we heard of Eugene Wilson is it wasn't just performance. There were other issues at play. Those issues are not, I don't suspect, at play with Devin McCourty based on everything we hear from other people.
Well, we know those aren't the issues because of...
Well, yeah. I mean, theoretically.
But, I still think it's early in the season. I'm not ready to throw in the towel on McCourty. Andy and I go at it pretty good. Another preview of the show tomorrow night. I still have some confidence in Devin McCourty. I think he's struggling. I'm not making excuses for him. He hasn't played well.
Also, Tiff says, I watched the game again, and I thought the defense played better than I initially thought. Yesterday, Andy claimed that Rivers dictated the game. Really? Does Andy actually believe that, or was he attempting to be an edgy contrarian? I would like to hear Andy's examples and evidence proving that Rivers dictated the game. Andy is a very smart football guy, so I'm sure he can let us know what he saw that I didn't see.
I thought half the time he dumped it off to Tolbert and the backs, and I thought the other half the time he had guys open down the field and made good throws down the field. I think that's exactly what the Chargers want to do. They want to set up deep plays, and they set up deep plays, and they hit a bunch of them. They missed some where he made bad throws, where I think they had the opportunity for two or three more big plays. So, yeah, if that's dictating the game, I think they dictated the game.
Yeah, I thought San Diego's offense was in control when it was on the field. I think they made mistakes, and as you pointed out yesterday, Fred, that's what San Diego is. They make mistakes. But I thought they were doing what they wanted to do all the time they were out there. The Patriots didn't force them out of what they wanted to do. Now, the Patriots defense made huge plays when it needed to, and that's why they won. They deserve to win because unlike in San Diego – where, you know, there's a pass that goes a half a yard backward and a guy catches a 30-yard pass, gets up and celebrates and leaves the ball on the ground without having been down by contact, and those are the turnovers you create. Sunday, the Patriots, you know, Sergio Brown made a terrific play to undercut Antonio Gates. That's a great play. And the goal line stand was a great goal line stand.
And
by
on
the
that
Patriots.
Sergio Brown play, not only did he make a nice play on it, but that – If Rivers hadn't had pressure just in front of him. Yeah. He would have seen Brown.
I've heard a lot of that.
And he wouldn't have made that pass to begin
I've
with.
I've heard a lot of that, and I don't buy it.
Oh, I definitely buy because I wrote
that
it.
Play was by, that play was by Sergio Brown.
I wrote it on the blog.
Yeah, you're not alone on that. Yeah. Everybody is in agreement with you. I think the play on that was all Sergio Brown.
Contrarian.
God forbid I give credit to the guy who made the play.
No, it was what I'm saying. It was teamwork on defense. It was, you know, everybody doing their job. Nate says, I have Comcast cable and I have no problems watching your show or any of the others. The only problem I have is in the winter when hockey and NBA starts, then the Celtics or the Madison Square Garden network takes over at 7. We have that problem too.
We're talking about DirecTV.
He must be in New York.
On regular cable. Then.
Yeah, he said Comcast cable. We're talking about satellite viewers.
Oh, that's true. DirecTV.
Yeah.
That's why I said I don't think it's a Comcast issue. I think it's the network. It's whatever. If it's Dish Network or DirecTV, whatever your satellite
provider
is. No,
but if you call Comcast, it's their channel that's being affected, so I would think they would have an answer for it.
Sure.
You would think.
They might not.
Logical assumption there, Andy Hart.
You'd think Carol Hardy could tell you where your paper is.
Also, a logical assumption.
Hamza in Toronto, we'll read his email and we'll take a break. I said, okay, don't get me wrong. I love the show. This is a minor PFW complaint.
Uh-oh.
Just a minor rook-like nitpick. Now, I know everyone hates Eric. That much is a fact. There's no disputing that, like gravity or the sun going around the earth. Fine. But me, I like consistency. Even if you had one character on Seinfeld you didn't like, you still preferred if they were all there or Friends or whatever Andy watches. So my question, to sum up, is where the hell is Eric all season? Do we really need him to spend an hour and 45 minutes every show down at practice, then come back and say, oh, Mike Wright was missing and they wore pads? Yay. Now we know what Mike Reese reported already. Thanks for contributing, Eric. The practice report, especially since they limit the media access time, is useless. Now, if Eric's here while you're reading this, I want to be clear, I actually prefer if he were on the show, which I know is not an opinion that amongst fans is, well, let's say unanimous. Okay, rant over, Eric. You can go ahead. Now tell us that Mike Wright was not there. Proceed.
Did that email say it's a proven fact, like gravity and the sun goes around the earth?
Yeah.
Okay, just asking.
Well, a little medieval there, but you get the point.
Yes.
I've often questioned why he can't spend more time with us.
He doesn't want to.
Is that what it comes down to?
I think so.
I also think there's a lot of stuff that he does in terms of getting it ready for the updates.
Oh, yeah, he's
the
doing
updates.
The web. He's doing a fine job. He's doing the web update on Patriots.com later
today. Speaking as somebody who doesn't have to do that, I think he's doing a fine job.
Sure. All right. Lot of more emails to come.
We got a lot more.
We'll be here.
I got a lot of more.
2 o'clock.
Who are you,
with,
Clubber Lang?
PFW in progress. What's that?
Who are you, Clubber Lang?
He's the running back from South Carolina.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
What will that be on?
That's it.
Go Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Is that bacon I smell?
Grandma must be cooking.
She makes everything with bacon. Bacon pie, bacon shrimp, bacon on the cob.
I know one thing that tastes better than her cooking.
What's that?
The new Bacon McDouble from McDonald's. It's made with two savory pieces of bacon, melty American cheese.
That sounds better than anything Grandma can whip up.
I heard that.
The new Bacon McDouble is here. Right now, you can get two Bacon McDoubles or two large fries or one of each for just $3.33. Price of single item posted on menu board. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Hey, just got back from Dunkin' Donuts, grabbed a big and toasty. Any messages?
The presentation needs its 14th revive.
Cool.
You have to fly into China today.
Oh, yeah.
You have a middle seat.
Booyah!
And your car is getting towed.
Bring it!
As we speak, right there.
I live for this!
A big day calls for the big and toasty. It's two fried eggs, cherrywood smoked bacon and cheese on Texas toast. Grab this breakfast favorite at Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
People are excited about the new Dunkin' Donuts K-Cup packs. When Joy Otero heard the news on Dunkin's Facebook page, she wrote, "Love it. Come do the Joy Joy Dance! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, smiley face." Maybe she should try the decaf? America's favorite coffee is now in K-Cup packs. Hurry in today for all five delicious varieties. Available only at Dunkin' Donut stores. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
We all know that Andy is the bully of PFW in Progress. He can dish it out, but can he take it?
I'm trying to read the email. Guy's pulling an all-nighter so that he can email during the show, and Andy's disrespecting.
No, that's not my fault. It's
no, that's your fault.
You're the one who picks and chooses the emails.
That's your fault.
Shut up.
Typical Big Head. He's never wrong, and nothing's ever his fault.
You're the one who chooses the emails.
That's not my fault. It's not my fault that I'm talking while you're talking.
Don't have a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
Leave it to Fred to put Andy in his place.
When someone's talking, you have to shut up.
Now, back to PFW in Progress.
He's going to kill him. Okay, we're back here in PFW in Progress. Barry Insion, who was just on the phone, he has Comcast, and he said he got this response when I recently inquired about program blackouts. Due to agreements between the Comcast Sports New England and NFL, Comcast Sportsnet New England does not have the rights to deliver certain NFL licensed programming to customers who live outside the Comcast Sportsnet New England market area. This programming includes Patriots Wednesday, Patriots Football Weekly, and Patriots This Week, among others. So since you live outside the Comcast Sportsnet New England home market and you have Sports Pack, you will be blacked out from these programs.
So we're NFL licensed, huh?
I guess so.
Forget it. I was going to ask a question.
Yeah. I want to know how Tailgate gets to use all that video.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Since we're NFL licensed, we can use as much video as we want? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yep.
But Tailgate's not blacked out? So people can watch.
I don't know.
Before, that didn't list.
What's that?
Tailgate.
Okay.
Right. Web radio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket hotline. Bill.
Interesting detail on the Myron Pryor went on with a shoulder injury.
Not a groin.
After he had been groined earlier on the injury report. Okay. I don't know. Take it for what it's worth. He's always banged up.
Yeah. I'm excited about Kyle Love this year.
Why are you zipping your lips?
Because I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
I just said we tell it like it is here on this show 5 minutes ago, and now you're filtering yourself?
Who's saying shoulder?
The Patriots. The release. The official release.
Okay.
What the hell does that mean? Why would they hide an injury?
I don't think they're... they're not hiding anything. I'm wondering if it's a mistake.
Oh.
Bill and that you insisted on getting out of me.
Bill in San Diego.
You were being very like.
So far, Ocho Stinko and Fat Albert have been all hyped. Do you agree?
No. Wait a minute. If we can't rip the defense after 2 weeks and no offseason, why can we rip the new guys after 2 weeks and no offseason?
Ocho,
that's not fair. I want consistency.
He says Ocho sucked last year. Look how he started the year, about 170 yards and a touch. At this rate, it will take him all year to hit that. And look at Albert.
I'll say he has a touchdown this week. Anybody want to bet a lunch on it? You buy us a lunch if I'm right.
I'll bet you he doesn't have five catches.
I don't care how many catches he has. I bet you he has a touchdown this week.
That's
touchdown. Touchdown.
I'm not going to bet that.
Why?
Because he could catch a pass for a touchdown like he did in the preseason game.
Well, that's what he's
game.
Saying. Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying he's not going to be a part of the offense. He might catch a touchdown.
I
that
say,
could happen to anybody.
You
want to
bet?
Part of the
you want to bet?
But you know, my point being, if he catches one pass and it's a touchdown, that's circumstantial is my point.
Really?
Yeah.
Touchdowns matter.
Yeah, it is.
What about scoring points, winning games?
Yeah.
Who actually scores the touchdown, to me, doesn't matter.
So Gronkowski's overrated.
No, Gronkowski doesn't just score touchdowns. He makes a lot of other catches, too.
Well, anyway, look at Albert last game. All I saw was his fat ass falling down and getting owned. Is that the sleeping giant?
I just channeled my inner
he better
buddy
improve.
Ryan.
If that's all you saw, then you weren't really watching. Also, I was thinking that Andy and Fred should have a rematch for the push-up crown.
I'm not ready right now.
Bring back
no,
the
he's
Gilligan,
been running a lot.
Bring back the Gilligan Island opening, please. And just one more thing, just wondering if PFW has revised its don't ask, don't tell policy. If so, go ahead, Eric. Oh, see, that's not right.
Why? The Army has.
Yeah, it's all over.
I'd say that's uncalled for.
That was a little over the line.
But
it was tremendous.
You know, look, again, I think Andy hit the nail on the head.
I agree.
If we're supposed to hold back on you know, having final conclusions on the defense. Why are we doing that with Ocho and Haynesworth and anyone else on the team for that matter? It, you know, considering what this was a different offseason, let's face it. You know, and we know what Haynesworth didn't do even when he became a Patriot. He was out there for what? A handful of practices before the preseason game started. And Ocho, you know, he has his thing. So I'm more than willing.
Wait, what does that mean?
Well, he has his thing, whatever it is, learning the playbook or whatever. He, you know, so I'm more than willing to wait on these guys because there's no rush right now.
That's funny. I think Andy was saying something a little bit different.
What?
I think Andy's point was, why can't we make fun of the defense after 2 weeks, but we can make fun of the guys who haven't been here? Andy's been more than willing to make fun of the defense.
It's true.
But you're not willing to make fun of those two, or
no?
It's different for those guys.
I
because
think it's a
new.
Little different. I think it's similar in both because there's enough guys on defense that are new. But I also am just concerned there's enough guys that have been here for a while that I'm putting my hands up now. I got no answer.
Let's see. Christian says,
"Okay, can we project who's going to starting secondary? Buffalo." Ralph Wilson Stadium, Sunday at 1. What's the starting secondary?
Devin McCourty and Lee Bodden at corner.
Are we sure about Bodden?
Sergio Brown and Josh Barrett at safety.
Okay. We sure about Bodden? He's healthy?
I'm sure about virtually none of that. McCourty is the only one I'm sure about.
Unless he gets benched. I'm pretty sure that won't happen.
Yeah.
Since Bill said he's played about as well.
Are you going to talk into the mic or are you just going to like mumble?
Yeah, we suddenly morphed into a private conversation that we pretend it wasn't on.
Today. It's usually, you know,
and Matt, I can hardly hear because his microphone is on.
I have the microphone up past the little red line.
Okay, it needs to go up a little louder.
Past the little red line.
I can hear him.
I can barely hear him. You're barely audible.
This better.
Your fat shoulders are now blocking your ears.
Oh,
what do you got?
See?
I was just saying, it's turned into, usually this is a very loud show, and today Andy and Paul are like whispering to each other. I'm having to turn their mics up.
We're trying to be more respectful. People have called for that.
The secondary is a bit banged up. There's no question about that. And
we got some guy named Phil Adams who could play. I never heard of him.
Who knows? And
think he'll fill in.
And who knows which ones of these guys are not going to be able to play? You know, Chung left the game. I don't know what his status is. Andy talked about Arrington had a concussion. I don't know what his status is.
He was in the locker room.
Yes, but who
Chung
knows?
Chung was not. I did not see
Bodden. You never know.
Yeah, right. Bodden, I think, has been battling
one
injuries.
Of the great mysteries of the first 3 weeks here.
Rasai Dowling.
right?
Who knows?
I'm pretty sure he's going to be banged up.
He missed the last three quarters of that game.
I'm just
correct?
Ready to
that
anoint
was the first quarter that he went out, right?
Injury prone.
Well, I know that he's injury prone because that's what he was when
he
got
but
here.
I just mean in general. That's what he is. Don't ever count on him as being your 16 game starting corner. Sorry, Ross. It's nothing personal.
Okay, but we don't have. I'm not talking about 16 games. I'm talking about Sunday in Buffalo to answer your question.
Well, it was
which
two.
Is a good one.
Well, it was two games. You wanted him to start, right?
I'm asking. Do you
should
think
I yell? I feel like I'm being a little quiet. You wanted him to start, didn't you?
Did you? But do you think he's going to start this week?
No.
No. Okay. I agree.
Nick writes.
It's hard to give a thumbs up to the Patriots defense right now.
Nick is in Maine. He
They're
says,
all
"Do
broken.
You think one of the big-
I got it."
Do you think one of the biggest reasons why McCourty looked better last season is because there wasn't any tape on him, but now the book is out? He was a rookie last year, and teams didn't have the luxury of analyzing much. The combination of that and just a flat-out slow start may be why he looks so out of place.
It's plausible. It was one of my concerns with the hesitation with the automatic year two jump with these guys who were so good in year one. It's hindered him and not the rookie tight ends.
Okay. Donald writes in, sorry my emails are so boring, but I just don't have the stomach to cut down folks, Paul, who are already so low. Wow, what does that mean?
Who did I cut down?
I don't know.
I got Tiffany mad at me. I got Donald
I sent
mad
in
at
a
me.
Text recently asking how are top offenses and defenses in the NFL, because I thought that the ultimate in football was winning into that scoring or preventing points.
Paul thinks touchdowns are irrelevant.
According
I said
to
who scores them is irrelevant.
According to
you know who else is irrelevant? Andy Hart. An utterly irrelevant part of this show.
According to the scoring rankings below, the Patriots lead the league in offense and were 8th to the Chargers 10th in points against. So.
Wait, what?
Okay, I mean, what are we trying to prove by that? Is that good?
Well, it's not bad.
I don't think it's great. And Buffalo, do you think Buffalo's any good? No, Buffalo has scored more and given up less.
Again, you can't even look at those stats sheets after 2 weeks. You know, it just doesn't – things are skewed, you know?
Yeah. No, you're right. It's not a big enough sample size yet. And I think – and I've been saying this from the preseason on. I think there's room to grow with this defense. I didn't feel that last year. I didn't think there was a lot of talent on the defense. I thought there were some young guys that were developing, but beyond that, I wasn't overly impressed with the talent level. Well, they've added to that with some veterans that I think will get better as they get more comfortable with one another. And I think that's the reason why, to get to the point of the emailer earlier about, you know, holding things back and whether or not I think they could do some more stuff once these guys get everything that Bill is asking them to do.
Barry says again, that tailgate was aired in the first week but blocked out in the second week. I think they're still trying to figure this stuff out.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And strippers is going to take you up on that bet, Andy.
What's the bet with strippers?
The bet? That Ocho has a touchdown.
If he does, he buys us lunch. If he doesn't, he buys us lunch?
Yeah, that sounds like a good bet to me.
I like it. If not, you get one of your free reads.
So strippers, what happens if you win the bet?
I'll talk about somebody's Taz.
No, you won't. Not on this show.
Fred's the only one that talks about that.
It's a clean show here.
Unless you're talking about someone's junk.
Ken, are these TVs ever on today?
I like breasts. No, I'm passionate about breasts.
Ken from Florida says, I think the defense needs to find the chemistry, and they will. Then they will play together as a unit. Secondary needs the front to pressure. And what about Solder as tight end? Any chance there?
Like last week?
Yeah,
sure.
He played the whole game last week, basically. Right.
As an eligible
receiver. He's not filling in for Aaron Hernandez. He's a slot receiver.
Oh, yeah, no. If that's what we're talking about, no. He's an extra tight end in terms of a blocker. Sheesh. Not for Hernandez. But, I think that the chemistry defense thing, I think there's some relevance to that. I think that they could get better. Andy's scoffing at me.
I did not say anything.
That didn't come out over the air, but Andy made a face at me not believing that what I said was true because
you know, Gerard
we all
Mayo,
know that he's the most negative guy on the show.
20 tackles through two games here?
I did know that.
So he's on pace for essentially the same production he had last year when it was like 175 led the league.
But it's those crooked numbers in the other columns that you want
to
look
at. The concern, the assumption from me, I won't label anyone else, was that his tackle numbers would go down moving to the outside and his big plays would go up. So far...
Well, I don't.
He is so negative.
No, but see.
What? His tackle numbers have stayed up.
But his big plays have gone up.
Ish.
But here's where I'm going to kind of defend Andy here. I think that a lot of these tackles are not, you know, at the line of scrimmage, and they're tackles that he probably wasn't the first guy that had the chance to make the
tackle.
I'm
not talking about the tackle numbers, but I do think that he's been involved in big plays.
Oh, absolutely.
That he hasn't, last year, too. That he really hasn't been in the past.
Oh, he was last year, too. What are his big plays this year? A maybe forced fumble and a goal line play that was made by Devin McCourty.
Why is it a maybe forced fumble?
Have you seen the replay?
About 15 times. He was going down, and he slapped the ball out of his hand. That's a forced fumble.
Slapped?
Yes.
Andy having an iPad might be the worst thing ever.
Andy, anything is the worst thing ever.
I'm looking it up right now. I'm getting the YouTube. Answer the phone.
Earlier we talked about Rex Ryan offering to help other teams with a game plan for the Patriots. Sean says if you want Rex to shut up, beat him. Period. End of story. Every time he comes on whatever show and starts letting trash fall out of his mouth, he is justified until he is beaten. Develop a pass rush so Sanchez does not look like Joe Namath. Well, I think that even if you beat him, he doesn't shut up. But
yeah, I don't care about him shutting up. I think it's funny that the whole Patriots thing with him, you know, someone else got to beat the Patriots for us. I think it's, you know, it like you said, Fred, it just shows you how much the Patriots are on his mind.
Yep. Let's see. Zach writes in, few things. I came to the conclusion that the McCourty twins have switched places. It's the only logical explanation. Secondly, are the Pats helmets more sparkly this year or what? I thought their helmets were just plain silver.
Silver.
They've always had sparkles in them.
I thought they did, but I don't know.
And next, can we assume that the Colts are going to dump this season and fall ass backwards into Andrew Luck?
It looks like that's happening. I have been surprised by that, and that's another. You know, I was wrong about San Diego, and I'm wrong about the Colts. I didn't think it would be a train wreck, and it's been a train wreck. Losing at home to Cleveland—that's a train wreck.
And lastly, am I the only one not concerned about the defense? I mean, they were terrible last year, and we went 14-2. Freddie, please talk some sense into PP and a heart sizzle.
Yeah, Andy and I are the only ones that are concerned about the defense.
I like it. What is it? A heart sizzle?
A heart tizzle.
Tizzle for shizzle.
Ken Walter rules that Zach from Middletown.
Rhode Island?
Maybe.
Connecticut?
Doesn't say.
America?
Hamza says, yes, the earth goes around the sun. Leave me alone, Andy. I haven't eaten any lunch.
I'm just saying, if I said that, Brooklyn Matt could not have replied fast enough.
Well, Nick says, I'm so sick of people who write or call into the show and Patriots fan in general who continue to complain about Ocho Cinco. Obviously, he's doing everything he can, and Belichick is intentionally limiting his play because his lack of playbook knowledge and timing with Brady. He had two great catches last week that were significant. All these haters will be singing a different tune by the end of the season. Paul scoffing.
Because he's a hater. He's the lead hater.
No, I just think, you know, it's like crediting, you know, we did hit 17 foul ball. I mean, he made two catches.
And one of them was really a good catch.
They both hit him in the chest.
No.
Am I wrong?
He's so negative. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yes, you
Andy,
are.
Andy,
you are wrong.
Unlike when you try to say that my jacket was green last week to the pit bull idiot.
Jeez.
I'm asking you to be honest here. Yeah. He caught a quick slant for 50. I will say this. It was a big catch. It was a third down conversion.
I thought the second catch was a very nice catch.
The second
catch.
One.
You didn't.
Hit
you
him
thought
right.
he double caught.
No,
I didn't.
No, I'm not talking about the ball hit him right in the hands.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He caught
well, that's not
so
what
they
you
weren't
just
tough.
Said. It wasn't,
well, you said they were tough catches. Neither one of them was a tough catch.
But time out. When Brian Hoyer hit him in the hands, he
dropped it.
Did a set pass for a volleyball spike with
but
it. I got to give him credit. If I'm going to criticize him for not catching
I'm not taking credit away from him.
It wasn't in his chest.
But it was a nice, sharp in cut.
Right
he
here.
Caught it in his hands. I like people that catch in their hands.
But that's it hit him right in.
You guys need to watch the game more than once, for Christ's sake.
I do watch the game more than once, to be honest with you. Number one.
With your
number
eyes open.
Are you disputing that it hit his hands?
It,
the ball hit him right in the hands, right in stride.
It was up in the air. It was a great catch.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable.
Well, the truth is somewhere between the two of you. It was an NFL catch. It wasn't great, and it wasn't, you know,
it was
a lot of bad
it was a routine NFL catch for a wide receiver.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
For a good wide receiver.
Both of them.
I don't
if
think
that ball is
for
dropped,
everybody.
If that ball is dropped, it is considered a very bad drop.
Yeah, it's a drop.
That to me means it's a routine catch for a wide receiver.
I don't know.
He had two great catches last week that were significant. All these haters will be singing a different tune by the end of the season. I'm not saying he'll become the number one receiver, but by the end of the year, his contributions will have helped the Patriots make it to the postseason. Stop hating,
Paul.
It's been 2 weeks. I'm done. Thank you.
I actually love the guy. I talked to him for the first time after the game the other day. He had a great back and forth with him.
He's name dropping again, Fred.
I like the guy a lot, but I don't think it's hating to say that I don't think he's going to be anything more than the fifth receiver.
Eric's here. Eric, we had an emailer, Hamza from Toronto, who is upset that you are not more part of the show. He doesn't.
This is serious.
He doesn't think that.
And
you
a
need,
rare, so address it.
He doesn't think that you rare. Need to spend so much time at practice just to come back and tell us that Mike Wright wasn't there.
That's part
that
of
you,
my job.
That
I'm
you
sorry.
Should be here.
I said that. And you're doing a fine job.
Actually, both of us said you're doing a fine job.
Yes, because
Andy neither one of you wants to actually do the job.
That's correct.
But we have done the job.
Yeah, if I have
it's been so long.
I don't ask anybody
to do it.
I don't ask anybody to do anything that I've never
Slater.
Done.
I'm not saying you have to be Matthew Slater and be comfortable in your role as just a special teamer. But we've all done special teams. Troy Brown once did special
sure,
teams.
Sure.
I'm like Troy Brown. I've advanced.
Well, yeah, Hamza, unfortunately, we have to get that covered. It's part of the job. And
so why don't you cover it? Go.
Not good news to report today from practice, guys. Sebastian Vollmer not there again.
That's not good.
Yeah, which makes me kind of wonder if he was rushed into getting back onto the field last week, if he wasn't really quite ready to perform. Aaron Hernandez, obviously, Mike Wright, obviously, and two guys, one sort of obvious, Kyle Arrington, who took a big hit to the head at
concussed,
the very end. Yep.
Reportedly.
We saw him in the locker room. He
Did
was
you
walking
talk to
around.
Him?
A couple of people went up to him, and he sort of gave them the time of day, but not
That's
really
good.
For long.
He's in the locker room, and he's talking.
He's a nice guy.
Oh, yeah, he could never say no. Get out of my face.
No. And Patrick Chung, who went to the locker room, got a cast, came back in the game. He wasn't out there to start.
Thumbs
so
down.
The surprising ones, I thought, Zoltan Mesko.
Who, was out there?
Yeah. Was out there. We're in shorts and shells down on the Revolution practice field.
Brace? Sleeve? Anything?
He had the socks all the way pulled up, but it didn't look like there was any sort of device or anything around it, like a brace or any kind. But
so just a scare.
Really hard to tell. Well, but people who saw him yesterday said that he didn't look like he was walking properly. So who knows? But today he was riding the stationary bike while they were, you know how they start the stretching now where they run laps back and forth and then they break up into positions. The whole time he didn't run, he was on the stationary bike doing that type of exercise, for whatever that's worth.
Just a scare, though.
Yeah. So you already talked, I'm sure, about the transactions.
Yeah. Phil McCracken.
Phil Adams.
Adams.
But, yeah. And
he's going to be a fill-in in the secondary.
Yes, he is. Literally. And Landon Cohen. Surprised that Copen on the IR?
We were,
Paul's not.
Andy
we are.
And I were surprised. Paul, as expected.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Okay.
With the pompous tone that many use on Twitter when they do
God.
The same. As expected. As expected.
I did.
No? Not surprised.
Is that not what happened,
it's
Paul?
Not surprised.
I just said that you knew he was going to be out 8 to 10 weeks. Mm. I'm not surprised that he ended up on IR. That's all I said.
Mm, okay.
I didn't to say that I was anticipating it happen. That's a Fred Kirschism.
Well, you shouldn't have said that.
I was surprised because, you know, obviously he's been a big part of that offensive line. I thought they had a firm grasp on what the injury was so that, you know, you could anticipate him coming back.
Right.
That's why I was surprised. But I understand what Paul's saying is you hope that you could hold out that long
right.
and that other personnel decisions wouldn't force you to do what they're doing.
Are we worried that it's going to be the same thing with Mike Wright, where last year he got concussed pretty badly and was on the roster for a few weeks before
now
they finally said...
Now, that one wouldn't surprise me.
No, but I mean, as far as keeping him on the active roster...
Yeah.
For several weeks and then finally deciding, that's
that
enough.
Wouldn't surprise me if they did that.
Because of the unknown nature of concussions, I think there's a little more flexibility there.
And plus there are some defensive linemen who are on the PUP right now who after a few weeks you have to make a decision about them and then you need somebody to make the move. So, you know, who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Five jerseys for practice player.
Antoine Molden.
Any guesses?
Antoine Molden.
That's one. There's only one other on the active roster.
Julian Edelman.
No. Good guess, though. What'd you say, Fred?
Taylor Price.
I couldn't hear you because he
White.
Keeps talking. Tracy White? No. That's, no.
White. Brown.
Brian Hoyer was the other active roster guy. Nice. And then three practice squads.
Copacabana?
He was one.
Nice.
The Tarpinian Devil and Garrett
Ross.
Mills.
No.
No,
shut
no
out.
Ross. No Ross this week.
I would have been wrong.
Would have.
Because I said last week to just make him my 16 straight week guess. Ross Ventrone.
Or you could just name the Ventrone family special team practice player or practice player of the week jersey.
Much like eventually they'll name the NFL MVP award after Tom Brady.
Possible.
By the way, a beautiful
or at least the AFC
September
offensive
day here
player
in Foxborough.
Of the week. Yes.
Beautiful day and
not bad.
Buffalo weather so far for Sunday is mid to upper 60s. 30% chance of showers.
Oh, I was going to be happy for you guys. You actually had a shot to see the sun in Buffalo.
I doubt it.
And we've never seen
it. We're not going to see it the rest of the week here, though. It's supposed to rain.
It's supposed to rain here the rest of the week.
So anyway, is that it, Eric? You got anything else?
That's pretty much it, Freddie.
Okay.
Eric, you have plans in Oakland. You're going to go to the Go-Go Club, meet up with Patriots fans.
Barry Insiong.
Oh, is that where they're doing their thing this year?
The Go Club, yeah.
Where is that?
In Oakland.
Oak Town.
You know that.
There's really? No there.
No, it's supposedly a good section.
Yeah, supposedly.
I didn't think there was one.
Well,
you going to take the BART?
Does it go all the way out to where we are?
Yes, it does.
Does it?
Oh, well, I don't know. Where are we?
Well, you know where we are.
I don't. Yeah, right.
You remember where we were a few years ago?
No. There's the place you always stay? Where? Where you're out there for extended periods, you stay there?
Yeah. The same place we were a few years. Yes.
You think so?
No, so.
Okay.
No, so.
How do you know?
Well,
that?
Then you would know because you took the BART one night. You and Andy, didn't you?
We did not take the BART.
I thought you guys took the subway into town to San Francisco one night.
We had a car because we had the whole.
Oh,
week.
That guy picked you up.
We had our own car.
You know, Eric, that guy picked you up. Not the first time for you.
Yeah, Hamza, you wonder why I'm not part of the show that much anymore.
I wasn't even there when he's talking about this trip. That was years ago that I blew Dudek off.
No, as I said, that was the Kevin Falk game.
Yes, the slowest kickoff return for a touchdown in NFL history.
All right, webradio.com, 508-298-0398. Let's see, Joel in Merrimack says, hey, guys, good show. Pats are currently 8.5-point favorites. And I think
otherwise known as 8.5.
And I think they will beat Buffalo by at least 14. Buffalo is a fraud.
I'm not feeling good, though, with all these injuries piling
up. They beat two.
Brady there? The receiver's
Buffalo's
there?
Got some injuries, too.
Well, they do, but
everybody in the league is getting killed. And it's all lockout related.
They beat two crappy teams.
Said Oakland, he sarcastically.
Oakland sucks with the exception of McFadden, and now they are going to face one of the elite teams in the league. They don't have a Brandon Marshall or a Vincent Jackson, and they can't run at us between the tackles. So pretty much leaves them out in the cold. If Rivers, now 0-6 versus Brady, couldn't beat us, please don't tell me that Hasty Pudding Boy is going to fare any better. I certainly expect that the few members of PFW.
That's a good line.
That's good. I certainly expect that the few members of PFW who took leave of their senses last week have now found their way back to the fold. Now to my question.
Why the heat for this? Eric deemed the dynasty over, and they won't win a Super Bowl again in his time here, and he got nothing, and we pick against them once, and we're hated.
Well, maybe you have a higher bar.
You have a cup in there.
That's true. Listened to us.
Now to my question. Do you guys think Brady will eclipse his 2007 numbers this season?
Yep.
Thanks, guys, and keep up the mindless banter.
That's actually something we were talking about. Fred, did you notice that one Robert Gronkowski, even though who scores the touchdown is irrelevant, is on pace to break Randy Moss's record?
Wow.
3-2 is 8-3.
You got to figure that it's going to slow down.
24-16.
You know, because 2007 was historic, and
To
break that so soon after that would be
against all odds. I'm not so sure that he's...
Oh, there's no chance that he'll break it.
What does he have for touchdowns?
Who?
Brady?
Five.
Seven.
Oh, seven.
Seven.
Seven and zero, right?
Yeah, no, he's only on pace for 56.
He's throwing a pick.
Oh, yes. One pick.
Right.
So both he and Fitzpatrick are 7-1, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's interesting. I don't think he's going to throw 50 touchdown passes. If that's the number we're talking about, maybe the yardage because he's off to such an unbelievable start there, the highest two-game total ever, right?
And if they continue to go hurry up, no huddle, there's more opportunities because you're going quicker. Maybe.
The yardage could fall because
he's on pace right now for somewhere in the range of 8,000.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think he'll throw 50 touchdowns.
No, I don't either. Plus, Benny's back to where he was, a touchdown-a-game kind of guy that takes that right there. He had 13 last year.
Did he have a touchdown Sunday?
He closed the game.
In 2007, remember.
Right. Take two.
You know, in 2007, some of those numbers were put up against the Jets. That's not going to happen this year. You know, they're a much better defense than they were back in 07, so you play them twice.
Didn't you beat them 45-3 or whatever the end of last year? I mean, Are you saying they can't possibly put up big numbers against the Jets?
No, they can, but it's doubtful that they're going to be able to go through a whole season like they did in 07. And just
doubtful,
do,
but I didn't know. I never thought I'd necessarily see 900 and something yards in two games to open this year.
That's true, but you know,
Brady and this offense.
Right, if you were a betting man, would you bet? Which way would you bet?
I'm going to bet that he's going to eclipse the yards, but not the touchdowns.
Yeah,
that's my bet.
But if I'm a betting man, I never want to bet against Tom Brady in this offense ever. Except last week when I told
you. But it's honest. I mean, every time they punt, I am literally stunned.
Well, you get anxious because of the defense.
You hope they don't have to punt either now with a punter on one leg.
This particular week, I didn't. I mean, I felt like the game was over, even though it wasn't. I felt like when they struggled in the third quarter, I didn't really think it meant a thing. But I'm always surprised when they have to punt. And they had to punt three times in a row. Now, one time they didn't punt because Bill said he didn't feel good about Mesko.
Right.
But they got stopped three times in a row.
Yeah. That was a good Andy Hart sentence. They had to punt three times in a row. Now, one time they didn't punt.
But you know what he meant.
I do. I think the whole thing
with Mesko is odd to me. The whole that factored into going for it. I don't know. I'm not sure about it.
Considering where they were, anyone could have pooched that ball.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's number one. And number two is, how many times have we seen him go for it in fourth down from that area of the field? More often than not.
Right.
True.
And how many times did you say
some
yes?
Some of those times, it's a lot tighter game than it was. You know,
that was more surprising to me than anything.
It was very tight.
What was it?
20-14.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was a close game.
At that point?
It's the same thing we did in San Diego last year at the 50-yard line in a one-score game.
So are you going with the answer of yes, and the press conference was kind of like, yeah, that's the ticket. that was injury-related.
Yeah.
Like, he just kind of...
I'm wondering. I'm not saying that he did it. I'm wondering. And, you know, maybe is it better for him...
I'm not sure anybody could just pooch it, by the way.
Well, but I think Brady could have.
I think he could have.
That's what I actually thought they were going to do. When I saw Brady stay out there, I thought he was going to... You know, regular shotgun, and he's gonna kick it down there and then make them go 80.
He could, but I just don't necessarily think that anybody in the world can do that.
No, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, Tom.
We've seen people who punt shank it off the side of their foot, and they do it literally thousands of times.
Right, but you're also probably, if you do it out of that formation, you're going to be dealing with no returner.
Right. No,
so
no,
I only
no,
have
I know.
To kick the ball about 15 yards and then let it roll.
Yeah, but anybody can shank it.
No, I understand that, but a shank would have been okay in that situation.
Did you see the guy that punted 18 yards off his goal line?
Yeah, the guy for the Falcons. That just happened in NFL Network over your shoulder.
That's tremendous.
The Eagles took over without virtue of a punt return at the 20-yard line.
That's amazing right there.
Derek could have done better than
Dan in Delaware writes in, he's been listening to a Jets podcast.
That's a 35-yard punt in Eric Land.
Yeah, he's been listening to on-demand replays of a Jets podcast, and he says, I still listen to every show and a lot of the updates. I was looking for another podcast to listen to while I wait for the download of your show and came across this very funny 7-minute rant about how the Jets are going to beat the Patriots. Maybe your producer can extract some of the better rants for a soundbite if he's not too busy on Facebook. Also, a lot of fans are upset about the perceived lack of noise on the part of Patriots fans. You know, people from Boston are more stoic than most people across the country, and we drink more. Combine the two, and you get a bunch of half-baked guys carefully staring at the wrong end of the field on third and goal. Seriously, though, having traveled a lot, New Englanders just don't react like the rabid wild animals most others do unless the cops or girls are involved. And if they're quiet on a defensive stand, it might be because they're watching with bated breath for the outcome. I just pulled the word baited from my copy of the Squidward Dictionary. It's the shortened word. It's the shorted word in it, but still pretentious.
Shortest.
Shortest word in it, but still pretentious enough to use. I think New England fans understand the game better and are culturally more stoic and watch more intently because of that reason.
I think it's more the other thing. I think they're worried, and it's hard for them to get jacked up when they really think every time on 3rd and 18, it's going to get 19.
They were never loud. I'm sorry. Even
okay,
in 03.
Forget that. I don't care about that. I'm just saying we've joked about it over the last 2 years. When it's 3rd and 18, it's almost better than when it's 3rd and 4 because they always seem to get that in cut 19 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Oh, and by the way, I was the first person to call Eric Squidward, just for the record. None of you thought it was funny when I said it on a call 2 or 3 years ago, but it sure has stuck.
It has.
And it still isn't funny.
Except for that Fred actually came up with it about 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. Wow, he's calling you out. Who's that?
Am I wrong, Fred?
No, I don't know. Maybe someone else could have.
Yeah, but Fred's
a logical conclusion.
You didn't coin the phrase, Fred?
I'm pretty sure it was you.
Fred claims he came up with a lot of stuff.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Fred claiming that material, I might as well save myself the trouble and throw it in the garbage.
Fred claiming ignorance.
I don't even think it was a radio thing. I think Fred just started calling him Squidward a long time ago.
And my sons picked up on it.
And your sons have, yes, picked up and run with it. Thank you very much.
Hi, rookie.
Gene in Daytona says, Paul, you're right about Ocho. They were average catches. And also, maybe Eric is not on PFW that much, but I look forward to his practice reports. They are concise and accurate. Eric also does a great job with John Rook on Playbook, and why I look forward to it. I know Eric is Andy's whipping boy on PFW, and it's all in good fun,
yes,
but it takes a special quality person to put up with Andy. Right, Paul?
Absolutely. I've been doing it for how many years?
More like,
now?
Right, Deidre?
That's true, too.
She has to do it 24 hours a day.
That, right. that was one of the great mysteries of the world.
At least, for reals.
At least she's got to do it for reals.
Neither Paul and I have to go back to our bathroom and see,
clean the underside of the toilet seat when I'm done.
Yeah,
there.
That's just ridiculous.
Underpants very soiled in the quite disgusting. She gets angry when she comes home and it's not just Sydney's underwear in the sink soaking, it's mine. It's really awkward.
Do you wear Huggies? You should. Just throw them out.
He needs something, yeah.
Could I get away with those jeans ones they have now?
He would wear Huggies, but his short little T-Rex arms can't pull them up.
Wow.
What are you laughing at, Rook? Wow, I got in on a good one.
Nick in Victoria writes, a lot of Nicks today.
And lucky you being in Victoria.
All right, good. To reiterate an earlier point about your show, I think you're correct in saying you are the show for more knowledgeable fans. I try to listen as much as possible to get my Pats fix for the week leading into the game. Try living in Vancouver, Canucks land, and getting any Pats news at all. So having your show live streaming really makes this terrible sports market bearable. Go Pats, and thank God the Bruins won the cup, or I'd still be hiding out in my basement instead of walking around in shorts, showing off my 2011 Bruins Stanley Cup tattoo. Thanks for the great work. Nick in Victoria. Who was having a good time.
The Bruins draw, by the way, they drew 11,000 fans for a scrimmage last night in Providence.
Is that right? Dunk? John Rook's 11, here.
The black and gold game?
11,000.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's the next crowd that will be affected now. You watch.
The Bruins?
Oh, Pink Hats, you mean?
Yep.
Well, oh, yeah, they'll turn out.
We've already seen it firsthand with our friend James Pettigrew.
Well, that's now going to become an event.
He wears a pink hat?
To go to the Bruins game like it is to go to Fenway.
His wife is now into the Bruins.
Correct. You know?
Correct.
It's
karaoke effect. Yes, absolutely.
That's the new
thing.
Well,
I don't, unless if they raise prices, it will. But if they keep,
no, what I'm saying is a lot of peripheral people just want to go. They want to be with a winner.
Right.
They deem it. It's perceived as being the cool thing to do. The Bruins won the cup, so now people are going to go just to say, hey, I was at the Bruins game last night.
But one of the problems, and you kind of hit on it before, was the prices are so high. The real loud hardcores can't go. They've been priced out.
I believe the Bruins have pretty high season tickets, the highest in the NHL.
All four Boston teams are among the top three in average ticket price.
And I believe our tickets compared to the league average are actually closer to the league average than the Bruins. I think the Bruins
because we used to be at the top.
But we don't have PSLs.
Right. But we used to be at the top. And
I feel like you're supposed to say
that. We haven't raised ticket prices substantially in like the last 3-4 years. So other teams have leapfrogged us.
Should we prepare fans? Is that coming if they have another great season?
I don't think
season?
We're going to. No, I don't
really
think so.
That's good.
I really don't.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Take care of the
don't
fans.
I just my guess. So, John, what do you got coming up in the playbook?
Jerry Sullivan from the Buffalo News is going to join us.
Oh, okay.
We're going to take a look at this 2-0 start.
Jerry's been covering that team for a long time.
Jerry Sullivan's sort of the Dan Shaughnessy of Buffalo, is he not?
Yes, he is.
Can you ask him about Spiller and these reports they're going to use him at receiver now? And
really? They're moving CJ Spiller out
well,
the receiver?
Well, they have Roscoe Parrish is hurt, and Spiller, I think, is a guy that's been a little disappointing, and maybe they think if we move him there, we can get the ball. Just ask him about if they're unhappy with Spiller and if he thinks he can be a receiver or whatever.
We can do that. Right, Eric?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The queen and the rook. Is it the rook and the queen or the queen and the rook?
It's neither. A-hole.
I like when he gets mad.
Wow.
Okay.
And there's those little arms flailing.
Yeah, the little T-Rex arms.
T-Rex arms flailing.
Andy doesn't like that.
No.
Andy don't like you when people make fun of Andy. All right, let's get the tape measure out.
I'll beat you in any way you want.
Oh.
No, you won't.
Wow.
At least I can see mine.
That's the gauntlet being tossed right there. He's calling
sounds like
you
a
out.
Gauntlet to me.
You don't know how big it is because you haven't seen it in 5 years.
Five.
What, the Popo?
What?
Is that what he hasn't seen in 5 years?
All right.
Wow.
What did you call
that? That's
it,
what
popo?
You meant by popo.
That's going to be it for this edition of BFW Progress. Yeah. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, doing our picks, catching you up with everything that happened between now and then.
Wait, it's only 1:58. What are you doing?
I have 2 o'clock here.
John Justo are encroaching on his airtime.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we'll run commercials for 2 minutes. John Rook's coming up, then Pete Shepard at 4. See you tomorrow.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to PFWOnline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live.